Sup, dudes.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Seth and Colby, back on the live. We missed a week because this is the guy's a douche.
We didn't miss a... you admit it's a week show, miss? So you admit it's a week when it's my fault.
Yeah.
But when it's your fault, it's just one show.
Yeah.
Okay, well... we're also going to miss this Thursday because of me.
So. I thought that was the thing.
Uh-huh.
Britt said that like last week. I was like, no.
Yeah, I think, I think I asked you when you were like 8 beers deep.
That might have been it, yeah.
My son has his Christmas concert.
Yes.
Thursday at 7:30.
How dare you? Skip
How
that.
Dare him?
How dare you?
How dare him? I asked you if I should skip it for the show, and you said do it.
Don't.
No, you said skip it. Because if you would have said don't...
I mean, I don't skip the fuck at your child's play. Go to your child's
play,
man.
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to do.
Man, I might be a little drunk still.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Maybe.
That's
I can't
awesome.
Really tell.
I'm fine with that.
I spoke right there and it sounds a little slurry, so, you know.
I don't know. My ears, I feel, are not working properly.
It's time for this.
What is that?
It's called Hide. I don't know.
Power potion?
Power potion.
Hide power potion. It's
350 milligrams of caffeine.
Where did you get that?
It's called Muscle Box.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we talked about that on the show.
Lifting shit.
Right.
I canceled it.
They only gave you one?
Well, yeah.
One soda?
Well, yeah, there was other shit in the box.
Well, right, but still only one soda?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like testers.
They okay.
just give you random stuff so you could try it.
Yeah,
if you like
I understand
it,
why you canceled it.
Yeah.
So this may kill you.
Dude, it's 350 milligrams.
How much is it? How much is
that monster I drink is 160, 140.
How much milligrams are in a cup of coffee? How much?
Like 60, man.
Really?
Yeah.
95.
Yeah.
So this is 3.5 cups of coffee. 4 cups of coffee. Really.
Yeah. I don't know whether or not to sip it over the course of the show or just chug it straight and see just see what
I
happens.
Mean, I've had, let me see, I've had...
What was...
I mean, that's probably how much caffeine I've had
today.
What was
cocaine?
Oh, it was 3.5 Red Bulls.
How much is in a Red Bull?
I don't know.
I think it's 300. I want to say.
Red Bull has 111. So Red Bull's really just coffee.
Oh.
That makes cocaine feel really lame
now.
So
this is basically cocaine, then.
That's a cocaine drink. But, to be clear, cocaine was in a smaller can.
That's true.
I mean, that's the size. Yeah. How many ounces is that?
That's 16.
16 ounces?
Yeah, 16.
Well, a cup of coffee is 8. So it's really, that's 3 cups of coffee in the amount of liquid of 2 cups.
That ain't that bad.
That ain't that bad.
That ain't that bad.
It just sounds like a lot, but it's not really that bad. And for the record, I want to clarify to anyone who is doesn't know what cocaine is, we are not talking about...
Oh, that's not good at all.
We're not talking about the white powder. There was an energy drink back in the day called cocaine.
This is for the law.
No, it's just for the record. Law. We weren't snorting coke in 2008.
You sure?
Well, I wasn't.
No.
let me try a little bit of it, man.
I wasn't either.
Can I try a little of it?
I wasn't either. Yeah, have fun with that.
It smells pretty good.
Oh, yeah, does it? It smells like...
What's that smell like? It has like a very... It kind of smells like fruit, like Hawaiian fruit punch.
Yeah, do you see the flavor?
Island punch.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's... Oh!
Yeah, it's not great. It's not good.
What is that?
This is what I was concerned about.
Why does it have to taste so bad?
What's got? Tea cream.
That's it. Okay, is that that's in Monster, right?
I think.
Yeah.
Carnitine.
Monster, for the record, doesn't taste better.
Carnitine.
I think that's in there, right? And taurine.
I would think.
Those are like the mix, right? The
caffeine. This has amino acids in it.
Okay. I feel like
and
that's
then
a made up
thing. CoQ10.
What's that?
No idea. No idea.
Wow.
Zero carbs, zero sugars, zero artificial flavors, infused with citrulline.
Okay.
So,
it tasted horrible.
What the fuck? Zero artificial. Oh, colors.
It tasted horrible.
Yeah, no, it's not great.
That's horrible.
Transform yourself from Jekyll to Hyde with the controlled fury of ProSup's Hyde Power Punch. Oh, sorry. Power Potion.
Power Potion.
Formulated to increase your focus, channel your energy, and boost your drive to get results at the gym, at work, or whatever your dark side takes you. Where
they're really going with the edgy
high
part.
Power potion is intensity unleashed. Intensity unleashed.
Official drink of Chuck Hartwood.
Oh yeah, this.
It's like
cures cancer.
So is that like? That's like made for teenagers, right?
Oh yeah, dickheads who think they're Dr. Jekyll.
Like, do you think people walk around and be like, dude, I'm gonna get my hide on by drinking this power potion?
I don't know.
And they just shotgun it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what the people who make that think people are doing.
That's maybe what they want them to do.
Like, do you think they go home for Christmas and be like, what do you do for a living? Yeah, I work for hide power potion. That unleashes the hide from your
Did
Jekyll.
Did you say potion?
Yeah, power potion.
Is it a magical
juice? It smells like
juice?
Fruit punch. Tastes like crap.
Can I have some?
No. No. We went out of business, so we gave all of our drinks to this mailbox.
Muscle box
bought them for pennies on the dollar. I think they're going out of business,
so
too.
Because
their only customer just canceled.
Anywho. Hey, guys.
That is a drink.
We're back.
Yeah, man, we're back.
After a show, and then not gone again. And,
yep.
And then
I mean,
we'll
this is really a good vacation for you from Colby Plays Games.
I know. I'm very happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then again, I'm not. Then again, I am.
Like, you kind of want the pain to keep going, so then you never, like, have to forget that you were in pain.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you were torturing somebody, and then you gave them, like, 2 weeks vacation in Paris, and then you brought them back and started torturing them again, I do feel like that would be worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Such
you know,
a great point, actually.
We've been snapping off your fingers for ripping
metaphor.
Off your fingernails for the past 3 months. Oh, I think you deserve an all-expense-paid vacation to Sandals Resort. But after that's over, more fingernail ripping. I feel like that's not... That would be worse, right?
To escape.
Dude, is intermittent torture a thing? Because I feel like we should pitch that to the government if it's
right.
not.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. Do you give them the vacation then be like, you'll get more vacation if you tell us what we want? Or we're just going to start torturing you again?
I would have to think that bribery doesn't work, right?
Because in my opinion, if I was being tortured and then just got a vacation, I would use that vacation to not get tortured again.
Right, right. But then you're going to get tortured again, though.
But I would escape.
I mean, do you... No.
Yeah,
you're
I
not
going to
escape. They got CIA snipers on you at all times.
Then death, come take me. Because I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
That's a good point. Maybe that's why it doesn't work, because of the escape factor. That could be. Maybe we shouldn't pitch that job to the government. I feel like there's a big hole in it.
We can't figure out air conditioning. We can't figure out torture.
For the record, though, just to be fair to us, we didn't really try to figure out air conditioning.
I mean, do you want
to
try?
No, not anymore. No, not that I know that Sam solved it, and some guy in Bangladesh solved it. Like, what's the point? We're not going to get the $3 million. Richard Branson made that up, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no chance that that's actually going to happen.
Publicity stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's publicity, because I don't know of anyone. I feel like our show is the only people that talked about it. And honestly, we didn't even really talk about it. But at the same time, we've also talked about it more than anything else on the show, so it's kind of hard to say whether or not...
Yeah!
We did good for it, or we're kind of torturing our audience with the whole air conditioner thing. That's really what's happening. So how's your week been, man?
Just put it on yourself. I've been fantastic.
I haven't seen you, and it's... But I don't, like, we only see each other, like, 3 hours on Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we hang out. Occasionally we'll hang out on a weekend or something.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, I only saw you 3 hours less than usual. But that 3 hours, man, it feels like I have never seen you.
It feels like a year.
It does, dude. It's like weird. Like, I feel like I don't know anything about Colby this week because I didn't see him doing something in my house that could be predicted. You know, it's like...
It's pretty similar.
I don't know. It's weird, dude.
Happens.
It's weird.
Happens on occasion.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
You said you drank 12 beers last night.
I might have.
Yeah? Were you doing anything special or just chilling at home?
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
Britt went out to a concert.
Okay. Who'd you see, man?
Adam Capps.
No
I think
idea.
Is the name.
Adam Capps.
He's a local country dude, man.
Okay. All right.
So
didn't know we had those.
Yeah, I had alone time.
How did she find out about this?
He's kind of a big name.
How do you find out about people? How does that
well,
Taylor, sound like such an old man?
Her friend.
Did she read it in the classified ads?
It's related to the man
okay.
in a weird way.
Okay, so she knows someone who knows him.
This was out of the keg.
Good old-fashioned... the keg, huh?
Yeah, dude. old
keg,
man.
Hey, what's up, Birdlaw? Thanks for the host, buddy. Appreciate that. The keg. Yeah, it's been a weird week for me. Like, a lot of my, like, the people I see at chat every day, you know, like, they're kind of like my home base, you know? So, like, if I don't see them, it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my regulars in chat haven't been around the last couple weeks, okay? Like,
fuck, man.
Well, like, especially my, like, Kay and Drew, she's always there, okay? She's great. But, like, other than that, my mod's been pretty, they've been gone. Like, Birdlaw's been doing stuff at work. He's been busy. Okay, ZFM is, he doesn't have internet. He hasn't had internet since like 3 weeks ago, and he's not going to get internet until the 31st of December. And I told him to burn down his ISP, and he said that it's holidays, you know, they're busy. And I'm just trying to figure out what that means, because no, they're not giving the gift of internet. Like, it's not a retail place, it's still the internet.
And we just upgraded internet to Christmas internet.
Right,
come,
like,
and get your Christmas,
they're just
internet
as busy now as they were in March. Like, it's no difference. No. The holidays, so I would burn it down, but then I've met so many new people this week. Just, I was like, Drogan, he said hype in chat, and like he's been at every stream. Mm. And he's a great guy. I'm glad he's there. It's just strange. And then yesterday I thought I was
getting
having a heart
people,
attack,
man. Getting why?
Yeah,
I like an actual heart attack.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna die last night.
Oh
yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah,
what happened?
So yesterday during my stream, about 11:45 in the morning. Okay, so this is about 45 minutes into my stream.
Okay.
Okay. I chugged some Mountain Dew, which I shouldn't do at my age. Nope. Okay. But I chugged, I mean, I had like maybe 20 ounces.
That's basically tantrum, man. You don't want to do that.
it's like chugging Hyde, mm-hmm, power potion. That's what it's like, man. And so I went to go pee, and my chest hurt, mm-hmm, like right here. And my chest hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know about you, but like, you get muscle pain. You know, it's just muscle pain. You get it in your arms, you get it in your legs, you get it in your chest. Okay. But then I felt my heart, and it felt really fast. Okay. And I was like, all right, that's weird. But like, what am I going to do about it? You know, I'll just see how I feel. Like, I mean, I don't know anything about heart attacks. Like, I don't know if like they come gradually or if like, I feel like if you have one, you know you're having one, right? I feel like that's one of those things.
Your left side goes numb.
Right. I knew that one. No,
that's
no problems with
it.
My arms.
That's basically
so
it.
I wasn't worried about that. So I just came back, streamed like 8 hours yesterday, and then I just chugged water. So I'm chugging water today still. All right. Water's good, apparently.
Yeah, man, this hides too much.
It's not good. That might give you a heart attack. So,
I don't like talking about heart attacks.
No.
Because then I'm like, well, what's my heart doing right now?
This is, my story's not going to help you. It's not going to help
you.
So I go through the day, and I feel kind of weird, you know, but I try to push it to the back of my mind, focus on the show, do that type of stuff while I'm streaming. And then my brother and my sister come over. We play Smash, okay? Mm-hmm. Feel fine most of that time, you know, just chugging water, you know, chugging water, okay? And then I get in bed and about 11:30, and I just start thinking about it, you know, because you're just laying in bed.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And like, I can't. I have that problem anyway. Mm-hmm. That's why I take sleeping pills, because I can't take my mind.
Yeah.
I can't turn it off. Like, I don't know how people sleep, but I think what you do is you just get in bed and then you sleep.
Well,
right? Like, isn't that what normal people do?
You breathe.
Right, but then you just sleep. Like, people could just do it. Right? Like, you just lay down, you feel tired, and then your body sleeps.
I always had problems with sleep. Recently, I've been able to sleep without anything.
Is it nice to just lay down?
It sucks. Because, it takes forever.
Hey, Bad Juju, what's up,
man? It takes forever. It eventually happens.
Okay.
Because I have the same problem. Like, what I do, in my head, I'm like, all right, deep, deep breath.
Yeah?
Deep. All right, this kind of hurts. All right, less deep of breath.
Hurts.
And
breathe.
Then I get back to the normal breathing of where I'm like,
right,
and
right,
then my heart's going again, because, you know, it's breathing deep is supposed to slow your heart rate. Slower the heart rate, the quicker you fall asleep.
Right.
I'm bad at that.
I'm too bad. I just think about things. Like Davius just said, I don't need to be tired. All I do is lay down and fall asleep. That's the way Chris is. Like, I don't.
Fucker.
Like, I think that's the way the vast majority of people are.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been that way in 20 years. Like, I can't do it, man.
No.
It's impossible for me.
No.
So I'm just laying there and I'm feeling weird. And so I kind of like get up, go to the bathroom, like just sit on my phone for a while, you know, so I don't bug Chris because she's asleep, you know. And Chris, I haven't told Chris any of this. She doesn't know anything's happened because this is just worrier. Okay, you know, there's no reason.
That's great.
There's no reason to bring her into it.
Oh yeah, totally.
And so like I go get in bed, and then in hindsight, and I'm thinking this at the time, but there's no way that I know it yet. But in hindsight now, I'm freaking myself out because then I lay on my side, and I feel my leg twitch. You know, it feels kind of weird, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just laying on a vein weird or something. You know, then I'm feeling my heart; it's super fast, and it feels faster than it did when I felt it throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just gonna go to bed, but die in my sleep. I guess I die in my sleep. You know, and it was kind of weird.
Uh-huh.
But then I woke up about 5 a.m. and I went to the bathroom again, and I came back in and I laid down. And then I felt kind of lightheaded, and so then I just sat on the edge of the bed. And I was like, all right, this might be it. This might be it. And so then Chris looks over at me and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't want to tell you. You're going to freak out. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, she's like, I can tell something's wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. And so eventually I'm like, can you feel my heart and tell me if it's really fast? And then she put her hand on my heart and she goes, I can't feel your heartbeat. I'm not a nurse. I go, well, that's... That's fair.
It's called your pulse.
Well, she tried that too. She didn't do it.
I mean, I can't feel it.
And so then I got up and went back and just kind of walked around a little bit because I was feeling lightheaded. So I was trying to get my blood flowing. Mm. And then Chris went to the bathroom because I woke her up at 5 a.m. So it was morning basically for her then. And while she was in the bathroom, I started shaking. It's I was cold. My whole body started twitching and shivering. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, this is not good either. So I laid back down in bed, felt really bad, got up in bed, walked around a little bit more. Chris came back out, and I'm like, he just Googled some symptoms. Because the only thing I'm feeling right now is my own heartbeat, which I know nothing about because I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm shaking, but I'm not having trouble breathing. My chest doesn't hurt,
mm-hmm.
Okay? My arms don't hurt, nothing like that. And so I sit in bed, and Chris goes, why don't we put on the Apple Watch and take your pulse? And I'm like, okay. So I put the Apple Watch on. Heartbeat's 100 beats per minute. My heartbeat's always been fast. So mm-hmm. That's normal for me. When I'm on a treadmill, doing cardio, it's 170. So my rest, that's close to my rest. So then I'm like, oh, my heart's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is all in my head. And so I slowly just kind of breathed, drank some water, just calmed down. Chris was reading about heartbeats and everything about it says I was totally normal. And I think I had a panic attack last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I've never had one before, but I got in my own head
mm-hmm.
and I just I was shaking. I think cause I was, my anxiety was just taking over my body and I was freaking out. Yeah.
My mother always thought she had low blood sugar
right.
all the time because she would start to get real shaky and stuff
right.
like that. But no, she was psyching. She just found out recently she was psyching herself
yep.
out about it, and then it was basically a small anxiety
right.
panic attack.
Right,
so.
And that's literally what happened to me because I can't go to the doctor. I don't have insurance.
Yeah.
So last night at when I was sitting on the edge of the bed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Chris goes, "Do we need to go to the ER?" And I'm like, "No," because if I am not dead, I'm not going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I say on this show, I will die before I go to the hospital. That is, last night was proof that that's true for me. I really thought I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was I might, if I start passing out, hospital. Okay. So I won't actually die, but
you'll just be on the verge.
Yes.
Just right on the verge.
Until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I didn't because it was a panic attack, so it paid off. I would have had $12,000 in medical debt that I wouldn't have been able to pay off again. It would have been fun. Although I would have been curious to look the nurse in the eye and been like, no insurance, and just seen what happens. And it probably would have been great. I'm like, no unnecessary tests to make sure my heart ain't exploding in my chest right now, please. But yeah, I think I just had a panic attack. And
yeah.
So I was in my own head about it. And the second I put the Apple Watch on and saw my pulse was normal, I was just like, oh, I'm just freaking out. And then I just kind of went back to bed and I slept till 11 because I couldn't get to bed till 2. And then I woke up at 5.
The first time you've had a panic attack?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
I think so. Well, the panic attack was brought on by the fact that I thought I was dying and I couldn't do anything about it. That was the result of the panic attack.
I got you.
I think me just feeling my own heart and being, oh, I'm fat and I'm dying, was what the impetus was, and then I just got in my own head about it, and then I had a panic attack about it because I thought I was dying.
So moral of the story is here that you need to get some sort of, you know, medical...
No, the moral of the story is I need to man up, and just if I die, I die.
No! False! False!
The moral of the story is I'm fine. That's the moral of the story.
They get married. That way, Chris could take out a life insurance policy, get some money.
And then at least someone gets something.
Yeah, there you go, man. Mm-hmm. I already have one on you.
Good. Yeah. Smart. Mm-hmm. Smart. Maybe you've been poisoning me. What's in that hide, dude?
Cocaine. Yeah.
But yeah.
Something that will explode your heart.
So that was a new experience for me.
That sounds fun, man.
I've never had a panic attack before.
I have.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I had to read shit.
Okay.
In front
up,
of
Rocket?
An entire church of people.
Okay.
I had to do the readings
right
during Mass.
Right.
One time, because basically what it is, you got the podium, and right under the podium, it's just like, next thing.
Sure.
Next thing.
Right.
Next thing. I go to grab the next thing when I get up there and start reading. Not the thing I was told it
dude
was going to be.
Dude.
And then so I'm
you burned
like,
the church down. You like, burned it. I would burn it down.
Going through all the papers and everything,
right,
and then I find...
But you're in front of people,
yeah,
and they're staring
the
at you.
The entire fucking church is full. Big fucking church,
right,
man. I'm talking
right
thousand
right
people.
Well, and the thing about that, because I'm with you, I have this anxiety. Like, I don't know why this is my chosen profession.
They're not here.
I have... Well, a lot of times they aren't to me, but they are.
Eyeballs. I don't...
Like, it's just...
It's actual eyeballs.
Well, what it really is for me is I control every single aspect of this show.
Yeah.
The things that give me anxiety are the things I can't control. Mm. So, like, for you, going up to that podium and just trusting in some dunderhead had put the right script in there,
yeah,
that's out of your control.
Right.
That would give me anxiety, too.
Like, honestly, I should have had it in my fucking hands.
Right.
Give me the thing.
Well, the thing, like, I've been there before, and I know what you're going through. Like, the people that are in the crowd, they're blaming you.
Yeah.
Personally, for wasting their time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not your fault.
Right.
They're all, because everyone in the crowd, this is my personal feeling, I'm sure you feel the same way. Everyone in the crowd, when you do something like that, is you. And we're filled with hate,
mm-hmm,
towards having to be there,
yep,
having to listen to someone speak.
Oh, definitely.
And so when you're up there and you're just wasting their time and they're, mm-hmm, just like, look at this freaking idiot. Not knowing how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid kid.
Yep.
I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. And I'm going to write letters to my grandchildren about how this kid wasted my time. Like, that's what's going through your head when you're sifting through the papers.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, like, my heart was racing during the actual thing.
Right.
But then aftermath-wise, when I'd get into a situation, it, like, something would lock up
right
in here to where I couldn't breathe deeply.
Right.
If I would hurt too much.
And that was another thing Chris said. That's the reason I thought I knew I wasn't having a heart attack. It's,
mm-hmm,
because she's like shortness of breath. I could breathe fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like breathing was not a problem for me. Like I was just totally in my own head about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what if I'm having a heart attack and I can't go to the hospital and I'm going to die?
Yeah,
and then
sucks.
That gave me the panic attack. So, dude, it's just, all right, change
That's
the subject.
Awful.
Change the subject.
What up, Menace?
Why in God's name is Menace, who lives in New York City,
at an Applebee's,
man?
Dude, you gotta save the money. They got great app deals, man.
I don't know why that's weird to me, but that's weird to me.
The fucking pretzel sticks with beer, butter, cheese is like one of the best things on the planet.
I can't even tell you last time I've been to an Applebee's, man.
Also, I used to get Applebee's to go when I was single a whole lot because...
Dude, car side to go. Weren't they the first people to like invent car side to go?
Something, maybe.
I think that they were like, what are the people that are
they
like Applebee's
Outback,
car
man
side to go, man?
Yeah, Outback's has always been there for me. I don't know.
Who's been there for you in your lowest times?
Outback's
car side
to go has always been there for me, man. Jesus. Hey, all right. Changing the subject from death.
Yes.
More death. Avengers.
Yeah.
Dude,
look at all these trailers I got up here.
Yeah.
Look
man
at them all, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocket asked if you had a tattoo.
Yeah, I've had it. Yeah. It's right here. It's like all up here.
Yeah, we talked about Did you see all the tattoos get posted to Discord yesterday?
No.
Dude.
No.
When I finished streaming yesterday, there were like 80 new messages in food. It was like 80 new messages in IRL all about tattoos. It's just all tattoos, man.
All tattoos, man.
Taylor was showing her tattoo. Acid Cat was showing her tattoo. There's people from my stream you don't know, like Taco Truck was showing food. Like, there was, like, look, how many messages you say you have right now?
That's 50 plus.
Yeah, so it's over the limit that Discord will show you of tattoos, dude. I had no idea so many people in our audience had tattoos.
I don't even know where the newest message is.
Oh, it's down. You're going the wrong way.
Are you sure?
Yeah, new messages are always down. Hey, Taco, what's up, man? Dude, speaking of the devil, he'll appear now that you're the devil. Have you met Taco Truck?
I think so,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's been here.
Okay, well, never mind then. I'm just a dingus. I thought you would never stop by the show.
Who is this person with the puppies?
That's Taco Truck, pretty sure.
God, give me one of them.
Or is that Acid Cat?
That's Taco.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Taco.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was talking about, like, how his dog had puppies.
Ah, that's adorable.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Yeah. And there's Ball and Hobo.
Jeez.
Bull and Hobo had quite the week,
show
too, man.
Up all together at once?
The place, there was a water treatment plant apparently where he works.
I saw that.
And
one.
He had trouble. Did you?
I didn't know why or what happened.
The post of the week in the Discord goes to Bull and Hobo this week, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the photo that he put?
I did. I didn't know what I was looking
okay,
at.
Okay, look at this. This is the funniest thing I've seen, dude.
Right?
I think What's he that? Put it in IRL. Yeah, no, I'm talking about, I mean, that is the water treatment plant, but I'm talking specifically about the photo of him on the news. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. Okay, hold on.
I missed that.
I got to scroll up past all the tattoos. Right here. Look at this. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. He put in here a Global News Canada link about local seas. Cloudy water has caused the town of Carmen to issue a boil water advisory that lasted 3 days so far. And then he put up a screenshot of his Facebook page. And he's like, I'm standing in my orange jacket. Guess you could say I'm a big deal now. And this is the image. Here's the man in the orange jacket. And I lost it when I saw that. Like, he's behind the pole. You can't see him at all. He's not there. And then Chris is like, you're famous. And he's like, I wish they would have asked me a question. I could have shamelessly plugged my 2013 1500 Dodge Sport that has 130,000 kilometers on it. I'm asking $23,000. Please buy my truck. Please buy Ball and Hobo's truck. How would you like every show towards the end of the show to read a truck fact about Ball and Hobo and see if we could move his truck? I would like to sell his truck. Can we try to sell his truck?
Sure, man.
I mean, I feel like his truck. I feel attached to it now.
Yeah, it's
in a way
truck.
That like I need to be detached from it.
You need to get it out of your life,
right?
We need to get it out.
Like it needs a good home.
And if
his truck needs a home,
blow it up.
Bald Hobo, at what length of time is it okay for us to then strap dynamite to your truck and blow it up?
I was thinking tanks. They got tanks up in Canada, right?
Dude, we could blow it up with a tank?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet, dude.
Blow it up and then run it over? That'd be fun.
Yeah, dude. I like the way you think.
I like the way
I like the way you think,
I
man.
Like what's going on.
Yeah,
up
when
there.
Bald Hobo put that picture of him up, and he's like, I'm in the orange jacket, and I'm famous. And it's just him standing behind a pole, and you can't see. Dude, I lost it. That was so funny,
dude.
So funny. But yeah. So Taco Truck. Please buy Taco Truck's Ballin'. Please buy Ballin' Hobo's truck.
Taco.
It's confusing.
There's a taco in his truck.
There could be. Could be.
You gotta buy it.
Maybe if you put a taco in there, people would be more interested. Ballin' Hobo, have you tried putting free tacos in the ad? And just be like, purchaser gets free tacos. 12 free tacos. You know? We tried that? Might enhance it. Might enhance
it. How much
did
you say? Like 130
kilometers, yeah.
How many miles is that?
Oh, I don't know.
I think kilometers are less.
They're more than miles. Like, there's like 1.4 kilometers in a mile. A mile is longer.
Would have less
so it has less miles than 130,000. It's still a lot of miles.
I mean,
but it's a nice truck. No, man.
I think he's asking too much.
I think it might get stolen and found on fire down a dirt road. Okay, well. If that horrible event happens, Ball and Hobo, please take photos.
Do not report.
God forbid. I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does on accident, please take photographs of it, okay? Because we would like to see that. I mean, you're going to need it for insurance anyway.
It'd be really
anyway.
Unfortunate if it would. Did get stolen and then ended
yeah,
up on
yeah, because
fire.
Now no one's going to believe
it. Yeah, no one's not going to believe it wasn't us.
It's 93,205 miles, roughly.
Okay? There you go.
I believe Taco Truck did that in his head, by the way, because he's a genius. Mm-hmm. So let's just go with that, all right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just go with that. So
Sure.
Yeah, man. But so I had a weird day yesterday. Weird night.
Yeah.
But everything's fine. Been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. It's great.
Yeah, Pinnell said it's fantastic.
Does he know?
I didn't see a difference.
There is no difference.
Been watching it.
If you played the Wii U version, mm-hmm. the only difference is that this one has every character from every Smash. And it's the Infinity War of Smash Brothers.
Okay.
That's what it is. It takes everything you loved from the last 20 years of Smash Brothers and puts it in one game. It's the magnum opus of Smash.
Is Waluigi in it?
He is, but not as a playable character.
Oh, what that fucking!
I mean, he's an assist. Yeah, the Waluigi got left out.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many. I'm not big in.
You don't want to play as Waluigi?
No.
I mean, I don't either.
Yeah.
But,
that's the thing about memes. They want them, but they're never. No one's gonna play at them.
Okay, this is what
they have. Almost 90 characters in the game.
This is what Pinella
to
told
play.
Me.
Yes.
And I confused me.
Okay.
So tell me if this is at all accurate.
Okay.
When you like land, as an example, a perfect falcon punch.
Uh-huh.
It like zooms in on it for a hot split second in slow-mo and then zooms right back out.
It depends. And for Rocket Man, it depends, dude. It depends. So here's what they did. And this is really cool. This actually speaks to why the Smash Brothers games are so good. They really have attention to detail and polish. So for the first time ever in the game, mm-hmm. you can now play on two stages in a match. They call it a stage morph, I think is what they call it. But basically, like, you could play on this stage, okay, and then in a five-minute game, and at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, it'll morph into a second stage.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is they drop out the background, and then the stage kind of melts away and the new one kind of replaces it. It's really seamless and really cool. Like, it's kind of slow, so you, like, don't get off the map and, like, lose your balance and all that stuff. So it's really cool. It's a good way to, because there's, like, 120 maps. Yeah. So it's a good way to kind of, like, just mix it up, okay? And you can turn it off, you can turn it on. It's completely up to you. Mm-hmm. By default, it's off, so it's just a feature if you want it. And so what that means is now the maps are now on separate layers. You have the geometry of the play space, and then you have the skybox surrounding it. They used to be married to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't have one without the other. But now, because the background's a separate layer, they can do cool effects in the background. So, like, now, like, in a four-player Smash, if you hit someone with a really difficult ability, like, the entire back of the screen will flash black and blue, you know, to, like, signify that something cool just happened. And it, like, makes the effect of the punch more, like, you know, effective and such. So, like, gotcha. If Captain Falcon hits you with a punch, you'll see, like, the entire screen will, like, flash a color for, like, three or four frames. And so it feels more effective.
Hmm.
Now, what he's talking about is in a 1v1 fight,
mm-hmm.
if you hit the killing blow, it will, as soon as you hit him, snap zoom at your moment of impact, and then the person will fly off the screen. Like, it doesn't zoom in or anything during a game, because mm-hmm. then it's going to interrupt the pacing of the game.
That's
but, yeah, if it's a 1v1, it will, like, and that's because they want it to be tournament ready. They built it so, like, now if you're watching it on Twitch, like, it's and you're in this really high octane fight, now you know, boom, killing blow, and that's when people can lose it and start cheering and all that stuff. It's really well done. It's really cool, but it's not overdone.
Interesting.
It does make sense that, like, that's what he would
think
is a cool thing.
Yeah. That's all I know about it, but other than that, it's cool.
Hey, what's up, Acid? Good to see you. Can we get a 24-hour Smash stream? Dude, I could probably do it.
No.
Like, if my family, Luke and Sarah came over yesterday, my brother and my sister, because they wanted to play Smash. Like, if they hadn't come over, I probably would have streamed until I went to bed. Because I love that game, man.
Oh, do you?
I love Smash. I tallied up how many hours I have in the Smash franchise, just roughly. I have close to 8,000 hours playing Smash Brothers.
That's too much.
Isn't that crazy? Between N64, Super Smash Brothers Melee.
How many hours do you think I got into drinking beer?
Oh, probably not that many.
Not that many?
Like, I'm talking about, like, I tallied up, like, 2 years of like, and then, like, in the summer, like, my freshman, sophomore, junior year, I played Melee in the summer, probably roughly 16 to 20 hours a day, every day.
That's too much.
Like, people, like, I lived in my hometown in the basement. I had the whole basement to myself. had a big screen TV down there. I had the GameCube hooked up. I would just wake up. I'd go out, play Melee. If friends would come over, they'd play Melee with me. If they didn't play Melee, you ain't coming over. That's all we did was play Super Smash Bros. Melee. And that's why I'm so good at it, because can you imagine how embarrassing it would be if I was still bad after that much time playing Smash Bros.? That would be horrific, dude. That would be the worst. Mm-hmm. But, that's why. I feel like whenever I play the game, it's like riding a bike again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play a ton of Smash. I will play the crap out of this. I'll get, all the challenges done over the next 6 months, and then I'll probably never touch it again. Until the next one comes out. And I don't really understand the psychology of that, because it's the same thing.
You can only do so much.
Right. But it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's totally fun, but, I don't know. It once I beat it, I feel like I'm done with it until the next time it comes out, or until a friend comes over that wants to play it.
Yeah, there's not much randomness that could happen in it.
Right. Well, and part of, this sounds like I'm an idiot, but, I'm bragging, but, I'm so good at Smash that if I'm not playing humans, it's not challenging. Mm. So, the only thing that's challenging about it is the different modes where they give you modifiers or they give you goals to achieve and stuff. But once you've done all that, if I'm just smashing...
Why don't they put, a level 1,000 CPU on?
Well, they do, but they don't in, just generic Smash. If you just go Smash and you turn on your level 9 CPUs,
mm-hmm.
They're going to always be level 9 CPUs forever.
Yeah, why don't they make it better?
Well, they do. I don't know, man. I don't think it would solve the problem.
Sure?
Making them harder.
You sure?
Is still just victory or loss. There's no, it's either you get beat or you don't get beat. There's no variety to it. Let's just say it's level 1000. Playing a level 1000 Donkey Kong is the same today as it'll be next week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's going to be no difference.
What's the difference between playing people then?
Well, because people, it's still a computer. You still know what they do. You still know how they play. A person is always a little different.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Maybe I should try it this way. If I'm playing a level 1000.
You can't predict stupid.
If I'm playing a level 1000 Donkey Kong.
Uh huh.
My only goal is to win. There's nothing else to do. Because I either lose or I win. Because it's a computer. Mm-hmm. There's no variables there because it doesn't exist. If I'm playing...
Then you play a person.
If I play you...
You either win or you lose.
No. Here's the difference. Because if I play you, okay, you're not as good as me. Because mm-hmm. you haven't played 8,000 hours and wasted
That's
your life
true.
Playing Smash, okay? Mm-hmm. So what I can do is I can pick a character I'm not as good at and try to beat you with him. Okay.
You can also do that with the CPU.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's the exact same thing.
It is, but it's not.
It is.
Because when I go, oh, you beat me, I don't get any satisfaction in the losing. Because I know that the CPU is just always going to beat me because he's a level 1000.
It makes no sense.
It makes sense.
It does not
make
sense.
It makes sense.
You're also on easy mode, bro.
I'm not on easy mode, ballin' hobo. I will drive up to your house and I will light your truck on fire. Okay? Is that what you want? How dare you? Also, the Ganon fight was a Dark Souls battle. It was a Dark Souls battle. I'm playing the single player mode.
Mm-hmm.
Not on easy. On normal. Mm-hmm. The recommended. It says the word recommended. Next to what I picked.
Not extreme?
No, there is a hard mode.
8,000 hours.
There is a hard mode. There is one. And I will beat hard mode, but I'll do it off stream. I will beat it, though. I will.
Sure you will.
How dare you doubt me?
Sure you will.
How dare you doubt me, dude?
It'll just take you long. Longer than you want. Longer than you're embarrassed to say that it would take you.
No, I'm not. Dude, I just admitted 18
hours. You want to do it on stream?
No, I won't do it on stream because people won't watch.
Why not?
Because they don't want to watch me grind, dude.
Dude, they 1,000% want to watch that.
No.
Why does anybody watch Dark Souls? For that fucking reason.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, with the people who watch Dark Souls, when I finish Dark Souls, they all leave! I've got to entertain the people who want to be entertained. Okay, they aren't there
for
me.
You can do that.
They're there for Dark Souls.
They're there for you.
I want the people who are there for me.
Being entertaining about some stupid game that you're playing.
I want them to be
there. That's what they're doing.
If you play a CPU select level, you play a player you can fight, that's 5 minutes a game, God, that's without... See, Rocket gets what I'm saying, alright? You ain't a gamer, bro. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
So it's just unpredictable? That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's unpredictable.
You can't predict the stupid.
Right.
You can predict the stupid of a computer because you know the level of stupid.
Like fighting a level 1,000 Donkey Kong.
You just ignored it.
No. I agree with it.
Well, then, yeah.
Sorry if I didn't.
Then I understand.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I tried. You said it better. That's what I tried to say with fighting a 1,000 Donkey Kong is always the same.
Oh, I got
It's always the same. Mm-hmm. So that's why the only thing is you win or you lose.
1,000% want to watch a hard mode clear. Nice. You know why? It's because they love to watch you suffer.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I suffer every game I play, so they can enjoy a variety of games. Okay?
Not on normal mode of a game you've put 1,000 hours into.
We're going to see 8, what happens.
1,000.
Okay? We're going to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to... I'll be playing Smash a lot. Here's the thing. A lot of people that watch me play Smash want to play against me in Smash.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's fine. But I...
But you're going to get whooped.
Well, no. I have to balance...
You're going to get whooped on.
I have to balance the friend battles versus me wanting to clear the game.
Yeah.
Like, I only have December. Once January hits, there's new games coming out. I got to play other games. So that's why... It's not because I don't want to stream it. It's because I'll be streaming other things. So, off stream. But I also spent, you know, 3 hours on Thursday night trying to get a perfect squirrel carcass in Red Dead Redemption. So, you know, it's a really good time for me right now. I could either hunt, you know, now I'm on to woodpeckers. Some lady wants a woodpecker.
Really?
You know how hard it is to find a woodpecker?
I bet, dude, man.
So much just crouching
around.
I didn't
know you had to hunt birds.
Well, you don't. I'm trying to... You don't. I've beat the game.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of this.
Well, I mean, it's shit to do. I'm just saying I didn't even think that was going to be an
option.
One
of the trophies is... The trophy says... Find the final resting place for the squirrel statue. That's what it says. And I have no idea what that meant. So I Googled it, and it's like, you got to go to this one specific post office and find a poster on the wall that starts a hunting challenge. And the first one was to find a rabbit and a squirrel. And you got to have perfect pelts. So like to hunt perfectly, you've got to shoot them with the right ammunition and either the heart or the head. And if you miss... You don't use the right ammunition, it's not a perfect carcass. You also have to find a perfect specimen in the wild, so there's a lot of variables. So it's stupid because it's like real hunting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking around a forest, and I'll take 3 steps, I'll bring out my binoculars, and I'll look in trees, try to find a woodpecker, try to find the perfect woodpecker specimen.
That sounds ridiculous.
And then if I find it, I can track it. And it just highlights it, and then I gotta get up to the woodpecker, and I gotta take out the right gun, and I gotta shoot it in the head, and I gotta do it without it flying away, and if it flies away, I've gotta get on my horse, and I gotta follow it as it flies to its next destination. It's a whole thing. So I did the rabbit, I did the squirrel, it took about 4 hours to find them all, and now I'm doing a woodpecker, a cardinal, and there's something else, and I gotta find it. And then there's like 3 or 4 more steps afterwards, and then I get the squirrel statue. And I'm doing that for a trophy, so I could probably, because I'm going to try to platinum Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, this is a stretch goal. Like, this is like a 2-year goal for me. Okay? Like, it's not going to happen overnight, but it gives me something to do.
Is that online, or is that...
No, well, there are online trophies as well, but I'm not worried about those right now. I'm just...
So this is still in the game.
This is single-player trophies, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and I'm going to have to replay the game again as well, because there's some things I have to do in the actual campaign that I didn't do.
Oh.
So...
Interesting.
But it's boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't... I mean, the chat's going to lie, and they're going to say they would watch it, but no one wants to watch me slow crawl around for 3 hours bringing out binoculars looking for woodpeckers.
No.
And that, to me, is the same thing as doing a hard mode Smash where
I'm
going to play...
I would do it.
Well, it's different to play it.
No, I would watch.
No, you wouldn't.
I watched you try and hunt... I tried to hunt that beaver with you.
Dude, that's
true.
For
the longest time... We didn't find no goddamn beaver. Not perfect beaver.
I can't tell you how many beavers I've found now.
Like good 3-star beavers?
No. 3 stars are still rare. 3 stars are rare, period. Mm. But like I wanted to get a specific outfit. By the way, I got this really great outfit that I worked really hard to get. I've got it's an elk skin a shotgun jacket. I look like I'm James Bond in Scotland, dude. I look so good. All right, I'm turned on by my own character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how sexy my Red Dead character is, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I am so mad because the game is programmed that if you're wearing animal parts, okay, because you know there's like weird hats where like you got a skunk on your head, you know? To the game, me wearing this sexy elk jacket is the same as me having a badger hat. And so, like, NPCs be like, well, I wouldn't be seen out in public like that. I can't tell you how many public executions there have been for people mocking my jacket in Red Dead Redemption 2, man. It is a huge problem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. F the bird thing. 100% 24-hour hard mode Smash stream. I will be playing Smash on stream for hours for the next month, believe me. Jeez. Believe me. If people keep, as long as people watch, you got to put your money where your mouth is. See, here's the thing. Ballin' Hobo's like, do it, do it, do it. He's going to be at work while I stream, which isn't his fault, but I do have to earn a living. Now, if you show up, you're like, can't watch today, here's $50, I'll be like, okay, that makes sense. But, like, the whole point is the channel's got to grow here, okay? I'm not doing this for fun, I'm doing it for my gerb. If it happens to be fun while I'm doing it, that's great. But if you don't, I'm going to have another panic attack and die. Give me money. Save me from dying. I was thinking about, like, what was it? How old was I? 25? 26? When I had my midlife, quarter-life crisis, I called it. I might have been younger than that, 24. It's when I, like, just went really crazy with the drugs and started smoking cigars. Or not drugs, alcohol. Started smoking cigars and all that type of stuff. I was in Manhattan.
Okay.
I thought about, like, because during that period of my life, I was like, forget it. Like, you know, I had, like, a couple of close friends die and stuff. And so, and we had a near-death experience in Chris's car, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so that's what I, like, was like, all right, let's just live it up, you know? And I was rich back then. It was great. And so I was just like, let's live it up for a while. And I grew out of that phase, mostly because I developed ulcers. But I grew out of it. I thought I had a thing that was going to be like, Colby, man, you know, I came close to death last night. I really thought about it. I feel like me and you should do more stuff together. And I was going to guilt you. But then I was like, that's a lie. He won't buy it. So
he won't buy it?
Like, I already played that card once, man. I can't do it again.
Like what, man? What do you want to do?
Oh, well, we'll talk about it later. I want to do it on the show. If I get you alone, you're nicer to me.
Honestly,
yeah. You're more honest here, but you're a good guy. So no. If you tell me something nice in person, you'll honor it.
That's not fucking. I'm not more honest here. I give you more shit.
Yes, but okay. Maybe I should put it this way: you treat me like garbage here, mm-hmm. Okay? And because you do that, you then stick to what you said on the show. Or if I catch you off stream.
I said 12 viewers one time. I lied about that. Did I say 12? I meant 20. I don't recall saying 12.
You said 12. I can't believe no one's found 12. That yet.
Yeah, no one's
found that. I think they overestimated my poll over you.
I don't
like,
know.
I think that they think
happened.
I'm just going to convince you to do it. And so they rely on me being like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Our first show, which is, by the way, what's going to happen.
Definitely.
But for the record, you should still find the clip. I would love to open our first Tuesday show with the clip. That would be great.
Well, now you got to find the clip. You got to find the clip and also make it 20 instead of 12, and then you'll get the third show.
No, it's 12.
Nope.
It's 12. Hey, man, viewer count could go up in the evening. 12. School's over. Most people. Yeah, I mean, I know Ballin' Hobo, but I want to be off work, you know? Like, I want to be with my family. Yeah. I don't want to sit at home all day doing nothing, and then Chris gets home, and then, okay, I'm going to work, you know, so... I got to worry about my own life balance as well. So, I mean, but that's my own problem. Like, that's not their
Look
fault.
At the people you're going to get, man.
Like I said, I'm not blaming them. I'm just
it's
saying
it's Ballin's fault.
They say that they'll watch,
he has
but they're not actually going to watch because
my
they
fault,
can't be there.
Cuz I have standard
which
job.
Which is my fault, but it's a fact of doing business. It's just what happens.
Jobs just in general are stupid.
And I'm going to try to sell your truck, Ballin' Hobo. Okay? We're going to sell that truck.
I'll make a promo for it.
Dude, what if we make... We need to. I'm telling you. All right, Ballin' Hobo, please DM me on Discord, like, 15 facts about your truck.
15 facts?
And then I'll...
Throw in, like, a couple of videos.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, make a
pew, pew, pew. Yeah, we could make it... Because I sent Colby a bunch of, like, interstitial stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like for our shows, when we start doing three shows in January, we'll have the new intro, we'll have some segment stuff like that. Colby's going to get those done here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Two shows.
And one of them, I'll just record another one, we can do Ballin' Hobo's truck. Let's sell the truck. In fact, we could, you know what? We could make it even more vague. We could start with this truck, and then we could start selling our listeners junk. Like, if they got something that they got in their house they've never been able to get rid of, we can start selling that, too. Anything to fill time. We got three shows now. Tuesday is Tradio, okay? The whole show on Tuesday is us selling stuff from one listener to another. Let's make it happen, man.
I'm going to kill you.
Put on my auctioneer hat the entire time. Hey, we got ball and elbow struggle. You out here 100, 200, 200, 200. So that's what
you gotta actually learn how to talk that fast.
I feel like you say abadi abadu when you're an auctioneer. I guarantee if we pulled up an auctioneer video on YouTube, there would be some abadi abadus in there. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Abadi abadu.
Abadi abadi abadi. No.
I think that's so.
The fucking pig guy.
No, that's what's his name? Porky Pig, right?
Yeah, that's the pig
Porky
guy.
Porky Pig, yeah. Yeah. Abadi abadu auctioneer, man. That's how it happens. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't really remember. I had something to say to you, and it was like 15 minutes ago, so now I don't remember.
We were talking about, we got on the topic of Smash because I had played that all weekend. And we mentioned Pinella. Then I went on a tirade about hunting squirrels. We still have to get to all the trailers. We got so many trailers to get to.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Don't either.
Damn.
Should really write stuff down or...
Damn.
You know, something like that, but...
Son of a bitch, who has the writing...
I don't know, man.
Technology, man, I don't
know. I don't know. I don't think
I'm
it's been invented
code.
Yet. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Have you decided about college yet?
No, I'm just gonna do this Code Academy thing.
So you're not doing college?
No. Well, to my grandmother...
Oh, okay.
I'm
thing.
In college.
Right. Well, Code Academy, I think, is a legitimate thing. Like, you're not going
to
get a diploma,
no.
But I know several people that have done it, and it's taught them how to code, yeah.
Yeah, I like the environment that it has. I mean, it gives you
badges. And it's at
badges.
Your own pace, too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It'll give you, like, certificate-ish
right.
kind of things, and then also gives you a portfolio.
Right. Well, there's I'm working with a developer right now to help me with some Twitch custom API stuff, and, like... He's going to school, and the reason he's doing it for me is because he has to do projects for mm-hmm. his programming classes.
Yeah.
And like I learned from talking to him that the best thing about going to college, and this is what you're – well, I don't know if you're going to miss this. I don't know enough about Code Academy. But like your professor will be like, this is what you have to do. You have to create this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that really – because that really gets you in the nuts and bolts, and you have to learn how to do it
mm-hmm.
through trial and error.
You know, they have
and,
projects.
Right. So that mm-hmm. if as long as you got that, I think that's the most important thing, is that you have something
you have
to accomplish.
Yes, that's what
– Right. Well, and that's the best way to learn, in my opinion, mm-hmm. because they could
just
be like,
do it.
Here's how you insert an image. Yep. Like, and you can retype, here's how to insert an image. But until you put it into practice, like, mm-hmm. oh, here's a bunch of layers, and one of them is an image, and this is how you manipulate it. Like, mm-hmm. and you do that through projects. Like,
yeah.
So if you need any projects, let me know, man. I can get you some projects.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm also just doing web development.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to learn Python and
okay.
Java.
That's good.
That's starting.
That's fine, man.
I did Python's the HTML.
Facebook is written in Python, man.
I did the HTML and CSS ones, the intro, and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. It's got that knowledge. Look
a lot
at
of
that
that's changed,
right
man.
There. No, not surprisingly not.
There's a lot of, okay, all the stuff you knew is still there.
Yes.
There's a lot of new stuff.
Yes.
Is how I should put it. A lot of new fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Dude, CSS looks like it. Kind of
Khan Academy? Okay, I don't know if Acid Cat is like, if she's pulling our leg. Like, if I Google Khan Academy and it's just a picture of Benedict Cumberbatch's
no,
face.
No, that's definitely, yeah, that's a thing.
Khan, okay. I don't.
What? No. That's not even how you spell it.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-mm.
How do you spell Khan in Star Trek, then?
C-O-N.
No, that's like I'm a con man. K-A-H-N
that
is definitely Khan.
Not how you spell that. No. No.
Revenge of Khan, right there.
Yeah, look at that. It's spelled different, motherfucker.
K-H-A-N.
How's that spelled?
K-A-H-N.
It was a lot closer than what I said, but
I am dyslexic.
Still not the same thing.
I read it three times, and it's looked the same to me every time. That's that thing your brain does where it just reads the first last letters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
1982, The Wrath of Khan came out, by the way.
Yep.
You know, all those people who are complaining about
is Khan.
The new J.J. Abrams Khan movie, they probably weren't even alive when this Khan movie came out. I mean, I'm sure there were some people,
mm-hmm.
but those people aren't.
Like all the real Trekkies, yeah,
right.
probably. But.
Most people weren't even alive when it came out.
Yeah,
so.
No.
All right, well, I apologize to Acid, then she wasn't debating this.
Nope.
But you're definitely not going to learn chemistry and calculus. So, Khan Academy, not for you.
I'm going to have to learn some math, man.
No.
There's
just
a
simple
lot
division.
Of algorithms
yeah.
In,
division and multiplication is all you're going to need to know.
In Java.
Yeah. Well, and in the responsive web design world, like the reason I use math is because everything is relative.
Yeah.
So you gotta, like...
use variables.
Like, there's no such thing as pixels anymore. That's the hardest thing about going from, like, a graphic design world to web. Is that in graphic design, you're like, how big is it? It's 5,000 pixels. In web, that doesn't exist. There's no size. It's crazy. The evil laughter of I was right. Beautiful. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? You can help Colby with that. Don't offer that until you know how dumb he really is. Okay?
I know Brent's offered several times. I'm like, you don't know what you're getting into.
Yes, you don't. You don't want to do that.
You don't know what.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Dude, I do. I'm bad at math. I do it all on a calculator.
Do it five times 27.
It's mostly division, you know, or multiplication. You type two letters.
I've got
two
calculators.
Numbers.
I'm fine.
That's all you do, and then you hit the division symbol. Then you type the other numbers. Then you hit the two parallel lines, and then your answer comes out.
Yeah.
And then you just type that into the code, and boom, it works most of the time, unless you did your math wrong.
What was I trying to learn?
Math is never wrong, but the variables of math are often incorrect.
What did I do?
I don't know. What did you do?
I think I tried.
Where'd you put the body, man?
I tried brilliant.org or something like that.
Okay.
First?
Like, to register a domain?
No.
What are you talking about?
It's like a...
Oh, another academy style thing. Okay.
And I think I started with programming.
Okay.
And then it told me to use the log function on a calculator.
What?
And I'm like, huh?
Is that where you put the wood?
And then I just... I was like, nope! Gave up. And then 5 days later, I was like, all right, I really should do this.
I mean, I could be talking... Academy. I'm an idiot. And I'm not a god-tier programmer. I don't know Python, okay? I know the basics of code, and I know how to write, you know, I could make WordPress websites. If you need to create a custom application, I'm not your man.
That's what I'm going to do, man.
So if you do that, there may be more math than I'm telling you.
Yeah, there will be, for sure.
Maybe more than just division and multiplication.
Yeah, man. It's all about algorithms and figuring shit out.
Dude, look at all these things, man.
There's a lot of ways. Like, that's what I just... I was like, you know what? I need a degree. I'm not going to learn if I don't get the degree and don't really hard sit down. But then I was like, well, I'm not going to be going into a fucking campus.
Right.
So it's going to be all online anyways. It's going to be all on me to figure it out.
Right.
I could do that right now because there's things online that do that.
Yes.
That's how I learned Photoshop.
Every programmer in the world, no matter if they're Bill Gates or they're me, goes to Stack Overflow every day and tries to figure out the answer to their problem. Every single time. Because unless you're doing Twitch stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there's everyone is trying to do it already.
You just can't keep in your head, man.
Yes, agree. Well, and there's also always just weird quirks here and there. Mm-hmm. But like that's why I'm working with someone who's helping me make Twitch APIs. Like I was gonna say we, but it's not we, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
We're making like basically a new Twitch library for small streamers to make their overlays. Because my overlay, like this overlay, and less this overlay, but definitely my Z-Swigs overlay, is completely powered by the web.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that's a video on my overlay is the fading in and out images that surround my camera. Like, my starting SUS screen, my BRB screens, like, all the images, everything that fades out, all the text, everything, that's all web pages. And it's way easier to do that, way better for, like, your computer speed and all that stuff, to do it on the web than it is to build all these movies and all this export stuff. Because, like, if we want to change our overlay, like it says we're live twice a week, we're going to have to change that to we're live thrice a week. Like, in order for you to change that, you're going to have to open it up a project, you're going to have to change the text, you're going to have to re-export it. God forbid the text changes to a different size. Then you have to redo everything. But on the web, I can just be like, no, instead of it being, you know, this big, it's now this big. Because everything's relative, it just adjusts way better. You know, so we're building a library that way, because all my stuff's hard-coded to be Z-Swigs. So we're building a library where you can type in your own name, and pop, there's all your stuff, and then you can go and you can customize it to your heart's content.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you?
I mean, no. Are you? I want to be clear. I am not. Mm. He is.
Mm-hmm.
But he does DM me questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually hit him with some question marks, and he's like, I'll figure it out. That's usually what happens. Yeah. So, it's tough. It's tough, man. He went to Red River College. His buddy, Lucas, an incredible program. He said the class started 150 people. At the end, 20 graduated. Oof. Jeez. Yeah, well, and that's what happens. Like, if you decide you can't do the math, you know, you can quit. But I mean, I do... Dude, it's so hard. Like, I don't have a degree. And I never had... Okay, I shouldn't say I never had problems getting jobs, because I did have to try harder to get a job. But every job I wanted, I got. So I didn't really have trouble without a degree. But I think if you don't have a degree and you want a specialized job, especially like the one like with programming, you need a degree. So it's hard, man. It's hard. Nah. I think because there's too many Nick Georges out there. There's too many of them. Because there's going to be a stack of people who want to work and do this stuff. And they're all going to be better than you because they have a degree and you don't.
No.
Yeah.
That's false.
That's what they say, man.
That's false nowadays, that's what they say. Man. No.
I don't know. I think, to me, a portfolio is way more important than your education.
But your skill is what is more important.
That's all I hear is that these Gen Xers or whoever our parents, whatever our parents' generation is, what are they? Are they Gen Xers, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, whoever they are, they all are obsessed with college. And so they're just like, you can't even go to college, throw it out. I left college off my resume. That's how I did it. I just didn't put education at all. Like, you know how there's a header? It's like, work experience, your summary, your references, your education. I just left education off. Mm-hmm. And then they would call me, and then the first thing they would ask me is be like, I see you didn't have education on your resume. Did you forget it? And I'm like, nope, I have no edumacation. And then I would just go from there. But, like, yeah. And see, acids, right, you get passed over for a job. I mean, my dad did that. Like, that's why he went back to college and got a degree, because he couldn't move up where he works unless he had a degree. But just him saying, I'm going to college and getting one, he got promoted right away.
Right.
It's weird, dude.
I don't know.
But it depends on where you work, too. Like, if you're going to work for small businesses, you're going to be your own boss or whatever, you work for me, I don't care if you have a degree. You just got to come shirtless every day to work. It's all the only requirement I've got. Yeah, it's oiled up.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to squeeze through a really tight door. I don't know why. Like, I'm going to fit through it, but...
Yeah, my plan is not to go and get a job at Apple or nothing.
Right,
like
right. Right. But. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's tough. But I think it's good for you to learn, because... That's the future, man.
Yeah.
That's the future, is all programming.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's either trades or it's programming. I don't feel like there's anything in between anymore. I don't know.
Medical.
I don't know, man. Robots, dude. Got them robots.
No.
I'm a dropout. I went back, got your grade 12, and now I'm heavy equipment operator for small town. I'm getting trained at the water plant. You feel like you missed out because, like, you wouldn't have got that if you didn't. Go back. I don't know. I was talking to the head of the math department about teaching the bachelor, and she said to get a master's, they'll take master's over bachelor's. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean that's everything that I've heard. Acid, you know, that's everything that I've heard. Like Chris is that way, but Chris works for the government. You know, she's a teacher, but she as soon as she gets a master's degree, boom, pay scale. So she's working on her master's degree right now.
Hmm.
Like her job won't change one iota. She just makes more money because she has a master's degree. That's all it is.
That's bullshit, man.
It's just how, but that's not every place. It's just how some places
are. I just hate life.
What you do is you do a third show here, and then this keeps getting bigger, and then you don't have to get any degree. Because all you got to come in here is flap your lips and do some design work for me. That's all you got to do,
that
man.
That won't happen.
What do you mean it won't happen?
It won't
it's currently happening.
It's not happening.
It's happening. Where show is growing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. Not every day. It's twice a week. Soon to be three. Gonna get better and better and better, man. Look at it. Like, this is Droga's first time here, man. I didn't even think he would have internet today. He's got internet. He probably went to the ISP and burned it down so he'd have internet to watch our show today, man. There's new people every week.
Can we get to things that don't matter?
I thought this is the entire show.
Nah, just the thing.
What have we talked about so far that matters?
Life.
Life doesn't matter. I proved that last night when I thought I was having a heart attack
that
just
matters,
sat in a chair
or else
instead.
The show wouldn't be happening right now, would it? No.
Well, you just said the show don't matter.
Yeah. So does life. I don't know where
I don't know
I'm
either.
Arguing against and for.
Yes,
myself.
You were like, nothing matters, so everything does, which means nothing does because everything does.
Actually, that is so well put.
Yeah. But it's not.
It is.
But it's also
it
not.
It is, though.
It doesn't make any sense.
That makes absolute sense. Everything sucks, but it don't. But it does.
See, acid's like I'm a high school dropout too, but I hold positions at various school boards and won awards. So see, she's doing it. You know, it's all situational. I guess that's what we should take from it. It don't matter.
Yeah, it just depends on your skill.
Well, no, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't because it does. There are probably so many like.
No, it depends on your skill.
You
and
know,
it depends on your level of talking.
It That matters, but it also has to do with luck. I really believe luck is a huge part of it. Like to me, I'm talented enough to Twitch stream. I wouldn't try it full time if I wasn't. And there's plenty of people out there who are not and won't make it, but there's also plenty of people out there who are not and will make it because they got lucky one time. And there's also plenty of people out there who are talented who won't make it because they didn't get lucky. Yeah. It's like it's the same thing with like Matthew has a job, but there's plenty of talented people out there that don't, you know? Yeah. It's weird. Life's just like that. Hey. There's nothing you can do about it.
Hey.
Yeah.
YouTube Rewind. You know what that is?
All I know is that it was cringy.
It was very cringy.
I haven't watched any
now,
of it.
Now, you tell me.
Uh-huh.
Why Ninja's in that?
Well, he's on YouTube.
How? I thought he was on Twitch.
Well, if you go to youtube.com/ninja, isn't his videos there?
What videos? His live streams that he did on Twitch?
Yeah, I think they're highlights of his live streams, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get on the Ninja train.
Count. That YouTube can't claim Ninja if he just puts his Twitch clips up on YouTube.
Apparently, they can.
Nah, it's bullshit.
Apparently, the
camera. That's why. No, that was the most. That
my
was the thing
my
I was
son
most mad
only
about.
Knows Ninja because of YouTube.
What?
He doesn't watch Twitch. He watches YouTube.
What? I'm so confused.
And like, so like, I'll ask him about Twitch streamers. Be like, you ever seen? Like, I asked him about Dr. Lupo, like, because he's a Twitch streamer, plays Fortnite a lot. Like, you like Dr. Lupo? And he's like, I don't know who that is. It's because Dr. Lupo isn't a YouTuber. He's only on Twitch.
Dude, YouTube's retarded, man.
I don't know how YouTube works, man. Point is, you get big enough like Ninja, everyone's gonna be like,
yes.
Ninja's here, by the way. You
right.
Know? Like, if Ninja was on Duo, you don't think he'd be on the front page? Yeah. It would be, just for the record. Yeah. Acid said, I didn't get lucky. I worked my ass off. I'm not saying that hard work isn't a part of it.
No.
I'm saying that.
I think there are bits of luck that happen.
Yes.
In the course of getting things.
Yes. I'm a pessimist, so I believe that even if you work really hard, you can still fail.
Yeah.
It's less about you getting lucky to be successful. It's more about you having bad luck to not be. It's like a force working against you instead of a force helping you. That's how I look at it.
Hey, man, play the Avengers trailer. God damn it.
Can we? Do you want to watch Avengers right out the gate? Because
yeah.
We got Marvel first, or Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically that happens first. Also, we got this. Come on, man.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
This ain't shit.
Come on, man.
Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, it ain't shit.
I've heard that it's worthless.
Yeah, it is.
It's a season 8 trailer.
Game of Thrones.
Look, see, there's a wolf getting cold. Okay, and there's a dragon getting cold. The table's getting cold. Oh, now it's getting hot. The other side of the table's getting hot now. There's flames, okay? It's lighting up a lion, you know? Now it's lighting up. Oh, the fire and the ice are meeting. It's very subtle. Now rocks are happening. And then it said Game of Thrones. The final season, April 2019. It's still no date, by the way. Like, how do they not have a date for it?
They have a date. They're just being.
They have a date, but they haven't told us.
Yeah, it's April, man.
That's not a date.
Just all.
That's not a date.
Just the 1st of April.
Is April going to be. What are you more excited about? That or Avengers? Because Avengers got pushed to April, too.
Okay. Britt sent me this thing on Instagram. If you could find out what happens to only one, Avengers 4 or the final season of Game of Thrones, which one would you pick?
Which one would you pick?
I said Game of Thrones.
See, I would say Avengers. I don't care at all about
Game
of Thrones.
I know exactly how Avengers is
going to
end.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't know who's going to die.
Yeah.
You do, but you don't.
A couple of the old ones are going to die. They're going to bring back everybody that is dead because they all are going to have new movies. And then, bam, shaboozle.
I think maybe it's like this for me. I assume Game of Thrones is going to end badly. I'm going to be mad no matter what. Because they're either going to kill everybody or everyone's going to live. And so if they kill everybody, I'm going to be mad that the bad guys won. And if they don't kill everybody, I'm going to be mad that it was so easy. There's no good ending for me for Game of Thrones. And also, I have read the ending of Game of Thrones. I'm not going to spoil it.
An ending? That probably is not what happens.
It could be.
They wrote how many?
I think 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's the most, from all the nerds, this one is the most likely.
They don't fucking know what's most likely.
I could tell you
it's
then.
It's George R.R. Martin, man.
Can I tell you?
No.
So it could be real.
Back the fuck up.
All I'm saying is that if it happens, I think everyone and their mother is going to burn down HBO.
Really? I hope. That's the way I want it to end.
You wanted to end with you being filled with rage?
I wanted to go down in flames, man.
No, it's definitely the final season because the two creators are done with it. It's not the end of Game of Thrones. They've already made, like, what, 5 spinoffs I think they're going to have? 4 or 5? But it's the end of this saga.
Yeah.
I just don't know how that ends. Like, that's why I hate Game of Thrones. That's why...
Like, what are the spinoffs going to... Oh, yeah, they said the spinoffs are going to be, like, before all this shit, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's what I don't get. Like, Avengers is going to end, and of course, we know Thanos is going to lose. We don't know how, but we know he's going to lose, and the world's going to go on. And that's the thing. The world's going to go on. Like, Captain America might die, Iron Man might die, but then we're still going to get Doctor Strange's world. We're still going to get Spider-Man's world. We're going to get the new ninja guy that's coming out. You know, they announced some guy who's a kung fu artist. He's getting a movie.
What?
Like, that's going to go on and stuff. Some guy I've never heard of, but, I mean, I never heard of Black Panther either, so, you know. And all that stuff's going to keep going, and you're going to have all these things keep going. This just ends.
Yeah, man.
So either the bad guys win, and then you're like, oh, well, that's it for Westeros.
They're not going to win.
Or they lose, and then you want to know what happens now that the conflict's over.
None.
There's not going to be a happy
There's
ending to this
an
show.
Ending, man. Yeah, the wheel gets broke.
What's that mean?
Then happiness lives.
That's not a thing.
It is.
You can't have people getting their uteruses stabbed in the middle of the show and then they have a happy ending. That's
you can
not
too.
You can't. It doesn't
That's
work.
How it will work.
I was not balling hobo. Hey, Oni, how you doing? We're talking about what were we more excited for in April, Game of Thrones or Avengers? If you could only watch the ending to one, what did Britt pick? Just out
she
of curiosity.
She said Game of Thrones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, I just...
Same argument.
I think Game of Thrones, I'm too... It burned me too much.
Burned you?
I'm tired of waiting.
Well, yeah, me fucking too, bro.
I just...
Once it's out and you see the first episode, you're not going to get back into
it? No, I will be excited, but I think that if I was to choose one thing that I would watch, it would be the end of Marvel, because they haven't made me wait. The taco truck, relatable, agreed.
Taco, that's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah. It's funny. But like...
I want both.
They took too long. I lost interest. And yeah, I will get reinterested, but if we're living in the world where I can only watch one, I'm going to choose the one I'm currently interested in. That gives me content every 5 months.
I honestly don't give a shit.
About either?
No, Avengers.
You do.
I'm getting so burned on it.
Are you really?
They burn me because they're too... There's
too much?
There's too much.
Like, this is a very unpopular opinion. We'll watch it here in a sec, but I'm the newest trailer...
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was anything.
No, it shows nothing. I would have rather them do nothing.
Yeah,
and be like, here's the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what you get. But of course, they can't do that because
I mean, they basically did nothing.
Is this a PG stream? No, Colby, say the F word.
Fuck.
There. Okay. There you see.
Yeah. No, I ain't no PG.
No, there's no P. I'm still trying to be PG, but no, this is not a PG stream.
Yeah. Two things you find out. Two things.
Okay. You want to watch it?
Fucking, what's his face? Yeah, let's watch it.
Let's just watch it.
You find out two things.
We'll just watch it.
Also, Captain Marvel looks like, yeah.
See, I'm more excited for Captain Marvel, I think,
really?
Right now. I am. Okay.
I mean, this is still one hell of a way to open a fucking trailer
for this sure
shit.
Is, dude.
Stay on.
Like, brutal.
Hey, Miss Potts. If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise.
Is Potts dead?
Rescue is more fun.
Don't know.
Than sounds.
Don't know.
Food and water ran out 4 days ago.
I mean, you got to like.
Out tomorrow morning.
Tony doesn't know either. You know.
That'd be it.
Like, he's just talking to himself.
When I drift off, I will dream about you.
Like, there's no reason to think that she would come rescue him or anyone would come rescue him. There's no reason for him to think that she made it through the snap, because everyone died in front of him except Nebula.
Yeah.
Everyone! Also, Thanos isn't in this trailer at all, which I think
Thanos
is crazy.
Thanos did
there, man.
Exactly what he said he was going to
well,
do.
Yeah, but that's it.
He wiped out
his hand.
50% of all living creatures.
We lost. All of us. You lost friends. You lost family. We lost a part of ourselves.
I mean, Hawkeye looks like
Ronin, apparently.
Yeah, that's his character, yeah.
This is gonna work, Steve.
Dude, Oni, have you not watched Avengers Infinity War?
Because I don't know what I want to do if it doesn't.
Probably should, yeah.
Is anyone home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. I got really big.
Is this an old message?
Ant-Man.
I got really big.
I got really big.
That's me. Can you buzz me in?
I just like it. He's at the Avengers facility. Okay. Here's the tinfoil hat theory. Are you ready for it? This is all the nerds, okay? So right here, it says the word archive. Up here in the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they edited it cleverly, and they said, is this an old message? And then Scarlett Johansson doesn't say yes or no. She says, that's the front door. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People think that this van is not really there, and that it's added for the trailer specifically, in the same way they added the Hulk, same way they got rid of all the stones in the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
To make people think that Ant-Man is at the Avengers facility in current time, but in reality, they're going to bring up this video from the archive, and it's him there without the van, in like the 90s or whenever, in the past, and that's going to lead them down the trail of time travel's a thing, and that's how they're going to figure out how to fix it all. Because, you know, we talked on the show before about how time travel is going to fix everything, and they're going to go through all the old movies mm-hmm. and change parts and stuff so this never comes to be, and like... I don't think that's true, but it could be. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, yeah. This trailer is definitely lying about something.
Oh, 100% mm-hmm. there are lies in this trailer.
Yeah. Well, they already lied about the name.
Right. They said it wasn't Endgame mm-hmm. when it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But, like, that's a kind of a cool theory. And the basis is that why would Scott Lang drive the van from San Francisco to New York? That's a long drive. Across a nation in the state, a state of emergency because half of the people are gone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how long is it going to take to clear the roads because half the drivers disappeared? How long is it going to take to get all the airplane wreckage out of the ground because all half the people disappeared? Like,
well, that didn't make
any
sense.
And he's just driving cross country in a 1975 rapist van? Like, I just don't imagine that's true.
From his dialogue, he knows what he's talking or who he's talking to. He's talking to Cap.
Well, he's talking
to the
Avengers, mm-hmm. but
about the airport that happened in Civil War.
But he may not know he's back in time.
That doesn't make any sense.
If he's in the quantum time,
oh yeah, no, okay,
he could appear mm-hmm. anywhere at any time and not know where or when he is.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What happened if the half that disappeared were all pilots, dude? Who knows? I honestly, that's what I want the most about this Avengers movie. It's supposed to be close to 3 hours long, which is fine with me. The longer, the better, honestly. Yep. If it goes full Return of the King, I'm fine with it. I really want them to spend some time on the world.
Yeah.
My biggest fear for this movie is that it's so breakneck that you don't get any time to just be like, what's life like?
To feel the snap.
Yeah.
Because you really didn't. I mean, you felt the emotion of losing them right then.
Right, but
then
you only get, what, a minute mm-hmm. of that, you know? And that's credits.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they did it a little bit at the end of Ant-Man, you know, with the Aunt Drummond and the emergency thing on the TVs and that. But, like, you get a little bit at the end of the Avengers with helicopters crashing into buildings and mm-hmm. friends disappearing in front of their eyes. But, like, I want to know, first of all, I think it would be really cool if they acknowledge the fact that all of a sudden there's twice as many houses for people. There's twice as much food for people. There's twice as many jobs for people. Because Thanos' snap did what it set out to do,
mm-hmm.
which was double the resources, essentially. And so I think that would be cool, you know, to have that. And then... secondly, I think it would be cool if we get to see people living their lives in a post-snap world. You know, I want to see Hawkeye grocery shopping as well as killing, you know, It's kind of funny. He's like, oh, half the world's population died. Let's go kill some more people. Oh, no.
In the comics, his family's died.
Sure that's the case here as well, you know. But at the same time, it's like, I want to know some more about what happens.
Yeah.
I know, but that looks really...
All right, you're right. I'm excited.
I mean, I'm excited. I want to know how it happens and what happens. But unlike I think you're right on. Unlike Game of Thrones, we know what's going to happen here. We know the end of the journey.
Yeah, but we don't know how to get there.
We just don't know how to get there. Where with Game of Thrones, we don't know how to get there or what's going to happen. I think the problem for me is I'm too exasperated by them toying me around for 6 seasons or 7
yeah,
seasons.
Yeah, but now it's the end, man.
I would I know,
all of that toying.
I'm not going
to... All those dead people leads up to this.
Yeah, and I don't feel like it can possibly live up to it.
Well, no, but neither... Well... That's how I feel about this movie, too, but it might...
No, because for me...
It might...
Yeah, maybe it'll be that. I might have talked about this on the show. I don't know, because I don't... Have we even... We barely have done this show when Game of Thrones has been on. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, we were still doing weekly YouTube videos when the finale of Season 7 ended.
Yep.
Like, that's how long it's been. Hey, what's up, Bryn? Sorry you can't watch today. Hope you're doing well. I said this a lot while we watched Game of Thrones. My biggest problem with Game of Thrones, I think it was probably Season 3 or 4 in. Okay. I had a major problem with everything that we watched and all the drama that happened not mattering, because the only thing that mattered was the White Walkers. Like, I don't know what season number, let's just say 3 and 4. You know, Season 3 and 4, we're doing all the king shuffling and Joffrey and, you know, the Starks at war with the Lannisters, and all I'm doing is like, this is entertaining. I care about these characters. I know it has nothing to do with the end of the show. It feels like they kind of wasted my time a little bit. Because also, if they want me to get attached to characters, they shouldn't kill them off at any point in time. Because I'm not going to get attached to anyone because I expect them to die at some point. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm not, like,
you're
after...
You're telling me you're not connected to fucking Jon Snow? Mr. Snowman?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. I could care less about Jon Snow.
What?
I care a little bit about Daenerys. A little bit. I don't care about John. He doesn't matter. I also don't care about Bran. I care about Arya. I like her. I wish Sansa would have died. I wish those dogs would have tore her face off. She's so annoying. I hate her. I also didn't like Ramsay. He can die too.
He did.
Okay? It's just for me, there are like 3 characters I really like. I like Jaime. I like Tyrion. I like Arya. I like Clegane.
Yeah, man, there's some.
I like a couple of them.
Yeah.
But then again, the vast majority of the characters, I either want them to die, so I know they won't, or I care nothing about them and I feel like their plotline wastes my time. Like last season, with Littlefinger and Sansa, could care so little about that.
That was a dumb one.
Because it doesn't matter in the end of the series. None of that matters to me. And I think that takes me out of caring about Game of Thrones. I think that's what it is. Because all these people going in here, it's just like, I don't care if you live or die, dude. I don't care. And I don't know if they're going to live or die. I don't. And that is more interesting than the Avengers, because you know most of the people are going to live. You know Spider-Man's coming back. They showed a trailer for his movie yesterday at some Comic-Con in Brazil. Okay, we know he's coming back. All right? But I just don't care if they come back or not in the case of Game of Thrones. I'm interested to know how it ends. Yeah. I do care, but I don't care enough. Like, if I just read the ending online, I feel like that would honestly be enough for me. Story-wise. Like, I want to watch it because the spectacle is ridiculous. Like, it's a great-looking show. But, like, I don't care enough. And I know we're different on that because I know you do care.
You're dumb, man. You're
dumb. I'm dumb? Mm-hmm. That's a personal attack for an opinion on a television show.
You're dumb.
Okay, man. All right. Well, how dare you? It's very rude.
All wrapped up in Avengers, not wrapped up in Game of Thrones, Star Wars. How dare you?
I don't know what I'm wrapped up in. No. I'm wrapped up in Red Dead Redemption and Super Smash Brothers now. There's too many good things. I think that's the problem. Mm. When did things start being good?
A lot of things suck now, man.
They do, but we ignore those things because there's enough good things.
I just watched The Predator last night.
Oh, man. How was that? Isn't that Ice Cube's son in that movie?
No.
I think so, right? I think so.
Not that I know of.
5.5 out of 10 on IMDb, by the way. Shane Black directed it.
Yes.
I mean, he's a good director,
yeah,
right?
No.
No. Yeah, no. See, who's in it? Okay, no, I guess not. He's not in it.
Mm-mm.
Dude, Alfie Allen's in it, man. He's yeah. He's in Game of Thrones.
He's in it for, I think he has maybe 4 lines.
Keegan-Michael Key's in it, because he's never said no to a project, by the way. Olivia Munn. Sterling K. Brown, another guy who never says no to a paycheck.
Yep.
Sterling K. Brown, I think, is super talented. He needs to learn how to say no.
Right.
Like, the things he in, he crushes it. But then...
This one was not
he
good.
He doesn't need
he
to be in it.
He played the bad guy in this one.
Oh, God. I thought the Predator was the bad guy.
Yeah, this is the bad human guy.
Why do we need a bad human guy if there's a Predator?
Great question.
I killed the Predator today in Wildlands with a musket. Is that how the movie ended? The Predator get killed with a musket?
No.
No, that's too bad. That probably would
have
been...
With his own musket.
It would have been a great twist, though.
Sure.
Would have been a great twist. George Washington raised out of the ground, muskets him. Okay, of course.
Predator
it's 2018.
Doesn't need a mask.
I've never seen the original Predator, so...
They're just...
I don't care
it
enough.
It was so weird, man.
Those types of movies aren't for me. You know, just...
Yeah.
I just don't need
it. Well, that one was just shit. There's no reason that movie was made.
Well, made because it made money. That's the reason it was made.
Well, yeah, but it's just fucking shit.
Yeah, everything needs to be bigger
and
better,
understand.
Man.
I don't like, most things
it doubled its box office. It made $80 million.
Are wrapped mm-hmm. in a package
right.
that you think you know.
Right.
You know, it looks like a Christmas gift, looks like a birthday
right.
gift.
Right.
You open it up, it's a fucking flamethrower to the face.
Okay.
It's a big old pile of shit
yeah.
smeared on you.
I mean,
like, it's just, there's
how many
nothing
times are you going to open presents
good in the present
before you start expecting there to just be poop in it?
Exactly.
Right.
And that's
but you keep
getting.
Opening presents.
No, I knew it was going to be shit. And
but you
I
opened
to go
it anyway.
Into it to be shit.
But you opened it anyway.
And it surprised me by being funnier than I thought it was going to be. Keegan-Michael Key, pretty funny.
The Alien Predator was the greatest twist ever. Change your mind. I can't because I don't know what you're talking about because I've never seen it.
AVP.
Is that what you have? You, I'm sure you saw that,
yeah,
right?
I've seen that.
Yeah, did you like the twist? Was it the best twist ever?
No.
Better than the end of The Sixth Sense?
No.
I don't know it. I don't know. I'm dudes. I honestly, I feel out of touch.
I don't like movies now, man.
Because I don't watch enough things.
It's just Marvel.
Like
Marvel's good.
But you still watch the movies. I'm at a place now where I'm like, I don't even watch it because I assume it's poop and I don't need more poop. You yeah. know.
But it's fun to laugh at the poop.
I don't know. I think I'm too old and crotchety now. Even the poop isn't funny.
Yeah, it's still funny.
I'm just like, yeah, that's poop. I don't want poop in my life. Let's get something that isn't poop, please.
I know. There needs to be a release.
Right.
For all this poop storage I got.
Yeah.
Because there's too much.
There's
like
too
I
much
don't
poop.
Even know how to start analyzing all the poop of that movie.
Right.
Because it was
it's
literally
just poop.
All of it.
Like you can't describe the poop. You like, just poop's the, enough though.
Apparently autism in this movie,
okay,
is the next evolution in humanity.
Okay.
And so scientists believe that.
Okay.
And so the Predator wants to kidnap this autistic kid.
Okay.
And kill him so that he can steal his DNA and then use it in him, because apparently what they do is why they kill all the main predators across species is to steal their DNA, splice it with their own, and then like kind of, you know, just like Lego blocks of adding skill to skill, building the ultimate
See,
predator.
About halfway through that conversation, mm-hmm. I realized that your description of the poop was a waste of my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, autism, man.
Yeah.
That's what they went with.
I mean...
That's what they decided. They're like, you know what,
it's
Predator?
Like,
it was a really good like action.
Why don't they just keep the plot
thing.
Of the first movie?
Dude. There were two Predators in this movie.
Okay.
The bad one.
Was there two in the first movie? Do you know?
I think there was like three, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Or one.
Okay.
It might have just been one in the first one.
Okay.
There was like three in AVP, I think. But anyway.
Okay.
One of them is a runaway from their tribe.
Okay.
Clan. And then the other one was hunting them down. But the one that was a runaway was this gigantic 11-foot monster.
Okay.
And then the other one was the standard Predator from all the other movies, which is like a normal human, just kind of buff.
Okay.
Dude,
I don't... Oh, God.
What was the point? Oh, yeah. They were bringing a weapon to stop Predators for humanity.
Isn't that just called an M4?
No, because apparently guns do not work on them at all.
You can't shoot a predator?
They shot them so much.
What
in
about
this movie.
A flamethrower?
Did nothing.
Fire not effective?
He was set on fire.
Okay.
Didn't do a thing.
What about acid?
They didn't try acid.
They should try acid.
That is what the alien does, though. Aliens, you know, they're
so an alien versus predator. Did the alien kill the predator?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it one of those movies where at the end of the movie no one wins?
Yeah,
both,
I mean the predator
they both kill each other.
I think the predator does win because he just blows all of it up. Okay. I think he does get blown up too. I can't remember. Anywho,
the last movie I saw was Slenderman.
Oh yeah, at the very end, they have this weapon that is apparently going to help stop predator.
Okay.
It's a predator killer, is what it's called.
Maybe it's just a high caliber weapon.
It looked like a fucking kind of like a coffin thing.
Why don't they just get
person?
An artillery gun?
I swear
gun.
To God, it was going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger CGI'd coming out of that fucking thing at
Dude,
the end.
I wouldn't put
like,
it past him.
Oh, I'm ready to get the
We predators. Would know though.
Yeah,
they
right?
wouldn't keep that a
no.
secret.
But
yeah.
then it just ends up to be like a fucking a suit that you put on.
Okay.
And it's got a whole bunch of guns.
I mean,
we have
tanks, right?
But it's alien
in this
technology.
World.
Yeah.
Like a tank shell's like this big around.
They don't use tanks.
Why not?
Cuz it's too stealthy. Can't use tanks. Also, it's not even the military. It's some like off the grid science team that has
I feel like off the grid science teams usually have better stronger technology and a less regard for rules and protocol
yep.
than the military would have.
Yep.
Like, have you seen the movie Avatar? Yep. Where they just brought in bulldozers and they just trampled everything.
Mm.
Or you ever heard Alfred
real dumb,
said,
man.
We caught the thief
just
by burning the forest down.
A whole bunch of dumb shit.
Dude, I just want, dude.
Like,
pass.
Everybody dying for
pass.
No reason.
Just pass on it. I'm just gonna hard pass on that, man.
Like,
just gonna hard pass on it.
It's Keegan-Michael Key and this other dude are like best buddies.
Okay.
Okay. And, the way they die
uh-huh.
is the predator grabs one of them, not Key, the other one,
uh-huh.
throws them at a tree really high up,
okay.
gets stabbed just through the chest, you
okay.
know, right where your heart is,
right.
but through the chest, still alive,
right.
big old wooden thing sticking out of him.
Right.
And then like kind of like scratches Key, but enough to like spill some intestines.
Okay, yeah, he's bleeding out.
So he's on the ground,
septic.
This guy's up in a tree, they're both looking at each other like... Oh, we love you. And then they both pull out a gun and then shoot each other so they don't have to suffer.
Is that one of the comedic moments?
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be touching. But it was literally a scene of two dudes. It looked like it was in a Key and Peele skit, man. It was the fucking dumbest
I mean, that would be a pretty
thing.
Great Key and Peele
yeah,
skit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but this is in a
I
movie.
I wish I was down there with you instead of having this streak to my heart.
Right?
I'll save you, brother, by killing you, not before I save you.
Yeah. And then a force field cuts this dude's legs off clean at the knee.
Okay.
And then he just falls off the spaceship
what,
in
like
the
a
air.
Really short force field?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There was three dudes on this spaceship, okay? Then the force field's coming up. One of them slides underneath it.
All right,
one
buddy, we'll see you later, man.
Jumps over it.
Uh-huh.
And the other one didn't see it coming, and so it cuts him at the knees, and then he loses legs and then falls off the spaceship. Super fucking gory.
How much of your life did you waste watching this movie?
That was 2 hours.
Okay, do you wish that you would have not watched it, or are you happy you did?
I'm indifferent.
Okay. That's maybe worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might
I'm
be
not,
worse.
It was a waste of time,
yeah.
but it was a fun, I'm laughing at stupidity waste
Okay, so
of time.
It's not total waste.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a gory comedy. But it's not supposed to be a comedy. These
no.
these are all serious moments
mm-hmm.
that you're not supposed to laugh
right.
at.
Right. There were jokes.
Okay.
And
well, sure.
Key and Peele, or Key was pretty
Key
funny.
And Peele.
He was pretty funny.
Hey, that's Key and Peele.
But I don't think it was supposed to be a comedy.
Right. Right.
At all.
We'll pass on.
And it's just like, I don't get that. You can't. Like, Avengers is an action movie, and it has some comedy in it.
Right.
But it's not a gory murder fest.
Right. Looks like they don't know who they're trying to attract. They don't
like
know if they're trying to attract, like, the horror audience.
Venom were kind of, like, a little on the darker, murdery
right.
side.
Right.
Yet they were trying to be lighthearted as fuck
right.
with,
It's like they're trying to do,
jokes and...
Who does that?
I don't get it, man.
I don't know, man. I'll just pass.
Yeah.
Okay, we watched The Incredibles. It
Smart
was fine.
Pass.
You know, that's
yeah,
the last movie we watched.
It was okay.
It was okay. I don't get the hype. It was fine. It
yeah,
wasn't great. It was fine.
No.
Okay, it was absolutely fine. Mission Impossible Fallout, good movie. But you know what? Also,
that last night.
Just okay still. Probably not the best Mission Impossible. Movie spec, but see, that movie knows what it is. Yeah. It's an action movie.
It's the exact
to same watch
thing.
The movie, it looks great.
Over and
plot
over.
Plot wise, could be a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know? I just.
Well, it's the same plot every single
time. It really is.
Bad really rogue is. Agents. Ethan, go stop
like,
them.
You know, at the beginning of that movie, when they say that Mecca, Jerusalem, and whatever other place have been bombed, yeah, I was like, dude, this is going to be the best Mission Impossible ever. And then they realized it was fake, and I was like, this is going to be like the same movie ever. They're going to stop it from happening.
Yep.
I wish they would have bombed it.
Right?
If they would have started the movie with the bombing, and now we got to clean it up, that would have been such a better movie, in my opinion. Just tired of
it. Everything's just too safe, man.
Drogan, we're going to make a movie. It's called Sahara Money Drop, all right? And it stars Matthew McConaughey, Kevin Hart, and The Rock. And it's about Matthew McConaughey. He's a billionaire corporate type. And what he wants to do is start a contest reality show in the desert, the Sahara Desert. And so he shoots a rocket up into the sky, and it explodes, and $1 million rains down. And in addition to the $1 million, also the keys to the corporation. And The Rock and Kevin Hart, two guys, you know, they're not really friends, but they become friends as the movie progresses and they go. And one of them finds the key, and so they try to, like, take it, and they realize the true treasure is friendship. Sahara Money Drop, okay? It's coming in 2098. It's going to be the best movie ever. You can buy the t-shirt right now. RaptorTeeth.live/SaidTheColby. Fund the movie with the Sahara Money Drop t-shirt, okay? It's going to be great.
We need like a million of those
t-shirts. Oh, we're going to need more than a million of those t-shirts. Like 10 million of those t-shirts, yeah, probably. Because I'm guessing The Rock and Kevin Hart and Matthew McConaughey, probably not cheap.
No.
Also, filming in the Sahara Desert, probably not cheap either.
Nope.
So I'm going to guess probably a lot of t-shirts.
20 million t-shirts.
Yeah. Come so on, let's guys. See. We make about, what, $5 on a t-shirt? Yeah. So what is it, 20 million of the t-shirts, 20 million times 5, it's $100 million.
Yep. We can do it then.
I think we could probably do it then.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to skimp out on some of the locations, but if we take the whole thing in the Sahara, it should be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We should be fine, you know. Make Lethal Weapon 7, and halfway through we'll change roles.
What other fucking trailers you got here?
Okay, well, I've got Captain Marvel. We could watch that. I do want to, like, have you seen this poster for Captain Marvel?
No.
This is the best poster Marvel's ever made.
No, it's not.
I love this poster.
No.
I don't know why. It's like one of my favorite movie posters I've ever seen.
Fucking Infinity Wars poster you can't beat.
No, I disagree. Well, Infinity Warfield's a different poster. This is like a single pro, but it's just her, you know, being a superhero, and it's simplistic.
It's too much white.
I think that's her powers.
Oh, man, I know, right? But their powers are too white.
It's electricity, man.
It's too white.
It's electricity.
It's too white.
I don't know. I just feel like
Thor's electricity. There's blue in there. That's just all white.
I don't know. I just feel like you don't see a movie poster very often where it's just the character. You know, you don't have Don Cheadle's head in the background, you know, for no reason.
Yeah.
You know? I just really liked the poster. That's all. I just liked it.
It's a good poster.
I thought it was one of the best posters they've made.
Sure.
I mean, what's another movie coming out that has a better poster?
I don't know.
Most posters suck, dude.
Most, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good poster.
You know what's a great poster?
What?
Justice League.
No. Isn't that just a J and an L on a black background?
Something like that.
Dude, horrible. Horrible. So you don't even care about watching Captain Marvel trailer?
We can watch it.
Okay.
Let's watch it.
All right, we'll watch it then. Here we go.
I like how she beats up an old lady.
I like so how the last trailer ended with this.
The bad guys.
And in this one, they're like, "It's okay, the old lady's bad." You know, they'll like make sure you know. All the normies know that punching old ladies is normal. Yeah.
And you're a Kree, a race of noble warriors,
heroes. Noble warrior heroes.
I'm still blown away by how young they made Sam Jackson look in every shot. Like,
did you see the other guy from Guardians?
Yeah, Ronan's in it. Yeah.
Your life began the day it nearly ended. We found you with no memory. We made you one of us.
She's clearly the bad person.
So you could live.
Yeah,
longer,
I would say so.
Stronger, superior.
Yeah, Ren, that's Sam Jackson.
Dude, the mohawk, though.
The mohawk is awesome, right? I mean, her powers overall look incredible.
Memories. Something in my past is the key to all of this.
You know how to fly this thing?
We'll see.
That's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Would you like to know?
Man, look at that glorious hair, dude.
What you really are.
Okay, is that that's the bad guy in Ready Player One?
Yes, Ben Mendelsohn. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And Jude Law looks great. I don't know who he is in this movie, but he looks great.
He's another bad guy.
Yeah, I know that, but like,
this war is just the beginning.
There's Ronan.
I'm gonna fight your war.
Yeah, there's the Ready Player One guy.
I'm gonna end it.
When me and Britt were watching that, we said wow simultaneously at that scene.
It's crazy.
Wow. Damn.
What's your name, huh?
Gary.
What's
I'll be back.
Like, she's just flying around space, right? She's flying around space.
Well, you saw the other guy, right? The Matumbo man? I think that might be a little racist.
You mean the Digimon Han Su dude? Yeah, he's also in Guardians, right. Yeah.
Did you see Pegasus?
Who's Pegasus?
Who's on the wing of the ship she stole?
No. What about
it? That's apparent. Or it might be Pegasus. I don't really remember. It's something. It's a word that means the facility in Avengers 1 where the Tesseract was at.
Okay. All right.
So that might be.
I don't know. Like, this trailer to me is a perfect trailer because it shows very little about the plot. Like, it establishes these are the good guys, these are the bad guys. She looks badass. She's flying through space. Sam Jackson somehow looks 20 in it. I don't like, they're making her fly through space, and that I'm just like, okay, that's cool. And then I'm like, look at his face, man. Like, I don't know why that type of visual effect blows me away. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, she's flying through space, she's blowing up spaceships, big freaking deal. Did you see Sam Jackson though? Like, I don't know why that. Like, they added a Winklevoss twin to the Social Network, and I'm still being blown away by that 10 years later. But it's just like, I don't know. That movie looks really cool. I guarantee you she's going to find Tony Stark and his ship, right? 100%.
Well, it's not set today, though, right?
Well, that's set in the 90s, mm-hmm. Yeah. 1995 is when that's set. But I guarantee it, she's somewhere else at the end of that movie. She's going somewhere else. Because then Sam Jackson pages her. Mm-hmm. So I bet on the way back she finds Tony Stark. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Although, who knows, man? Who knows? Tony Stark might die in the ship. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That'd be great.
I mean, he just dies.
Yep.
I don't think that'll happen. They can't make a movie without Iron Man, right?
Fuck no.
But I think that movie looks really good.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one. I like Brie, whatever.
I think she looks fantastic. Yeah. The people online are talking about how she doesn't smile enough in the movie.
Fuck off.
I'm just like, dude, what are you talking about? Don't we have real problems?
Yeah.
Like, movie looks great.
Yeah, Tony Stark doesn't smile enough in the trailers.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
It's like,
it doesn't look that good, man.
Shut up, you nerds.
Shut
up, nerds. Okay, but yeah, that looks good to me, man. I'm excited about it, but
yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm just ready for shit to be out.
Are you like me and I'm just waiting for April so we could stop wanting things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I want the next Spider-Man, but not like I want these.
No.
Like, I just want this to be over so I can get on with my... If I would have died last night and not seen Infinity War, I would have been so mad. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I didn't think about that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what comes across your mind?
No, I didn't think of it. I'm surprised I didn't. I should have.
God, I'm going to die. I can't die. I need to see the next Avengers.
Probably would have kept me alive.
Might have. Should have. Well, I mean, you're
You
alive,
think they're showing that so. In heaven, man? The Avengers?
Yeah.
I bet. I feel like Disney
Are
has enough power.
Are you going to heaven?
I don't know. I feel like Disney have enough power. They're like, God, you can't watch this yet. Yeah, I just feel like, haha, no Jesus. You know, I just feel like that's something that's happening.
Not.
I don't know.
That's not
I don't know. Don't know, man. Okay, so I also got a bunch of trailers from the Game Awards. I don't know if you wanted to watch any of these game trailers. Yeah. See if you care about the new Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat?
There's one that people are freaking out about that's like Fallout in space. There's one that people are freaking out about that I just want to get your opinion on this one because I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, and people online are like, I can't wait to play this monkey game. So I'm kind of like, I want to play that one. And I also got Far Cry because I don't know if you like Far Cry or not. And those are like the big ones, I feel like, if you want to watch. If you don't want to watch any of them, we can also talk about the Golden Globe nominations for movies. If you want to see what people think are the best things this year, talk about that. I see your eyes widen.
Black Panther is
best motion picture drama.
Best motion picture.
Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody. If Beale Street Could Talk and A Star Is Born. I don't think has there ever been a year where every title is a B. How many B's do we need?
That
dude?
Is true.
Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Beale Street Born. Can you calm down with the bees, Hollywood?
The bees?
There's too many bees.
Also,
bees?
This is not a year. This is what? This is Academy Awards?
This is the Golden Globes.
Okay.
This is the Golden Globes. Where's best movie comedy? Best motion picture comedy, Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
None of those are funny.
Well, okay, so how many of these movies have we seen? Okay, Black Panther, seen it.
Yep.
Okay, never seen Black Klansman.
Nope.
Never seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
I've heard it's really good.
I want to see Black Klansman and Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. I like Adam Driver. I think is a great actor. So, and he's in Black Klansman.
Oh, really?
So I would watch it just for him mostly because I like him. I think he's a great actor. Beale Street Could Talk. Don't even know what that is. And then A Star Is Born is that one where Bradley Cooper made a movie so he could make out with Lady Gaga. I think for 30 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So that movie's there. And also, I don't understand how A Star Is Born doesn't end up in the musical or comedy section.
Great
I mean,
point.
This,
they have a full album that they sold of
right,
all the songs they sang
exactly.
in the movie.
Well, to me, this proves that the Golden Globes is made up. Their categories don't make sense.
Yeah.
Because it is a drama.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm sure some stuff goes down in that movie. It's very serious. It's probably the whole point. But it's also a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Why does a musical have to be a comedy and vice versa? Why can't you have a serious musical? Why does the Golden Globes have a stupid system this way? It doesn't make any sense. And then, so for comedy, okay, Crazy Rich Asians, haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
Nope.
The Favorite?
Nope.
Green Book?
Nope.
Mary Poppins?
Nope.
Vice?
Nope.
I haven't seen any of those.
I don't even know what Vice is.
I have heard that Crazy Rich Asians is supposed to be good. I agree, Bonobo. I mean, I'm sure I'll watch Mary Poppins because I'm a Disney aficionado, but I don't know what Vice is either. Vice to me is a news network. That's what Vice is.
Yep.
Miami Vice.
Oh, Vice.
That's, Inherent Vice.
That's Christian Bale. That's the Dick Cheney.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Yeah.
That's not even out.
No. Well, neither is Mary Poppins, is it?
I think it comes out Friday.
Oh, really?
I mean, when does Vice? I thought Vice was like March. Is it like? Is that about
know.
To come out?
Maybe.
Are we idiots? We might be idiots. Okay, so Best Actor, A Star Is Born, Eternity's Gates, Boy Erased, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman. And then for comedy, best, is that actress? What did I read? Actor. Okay, so then actor in comedy is Christian Bale. Mary Poppins, Vice, Green Book, The Old Man, The Gun, Stand, and Ollie. Like, there's just so many movies I haven't seen this year.
Yeah, man.
How is Black Panther up there and not Infinity War? How?
Racist.
Do you think that Infinity, that Endgame, sorry, in the Endgame, do you think it'll be like the Return of the King and it'll win a bunch of awards?
Doubtful.
I mean, but how could it not?
I don't know.
At Ball and Hobo, me and Chris made it about 40 minutes into The Spy Who Dumped Me and we turned it off.
You just didn't like that one?
we turned that one off.
Yeah, it was a little.
I can't handle the poop. Opening the Christmas present, poop's inside. I started smelling the poop, and I'm like, nope.
Dude,
nope.
Comedies are terrible.
It wasn't funny. It
comedies
wasn't
awful now.
Funny.
The last good comedy I saw, I thought Tag was really good.
Tag was good. Like, I don't care if you're a bad comedy if you make me laugh. Make me laugh. You're a comedy. Make me laugh. It's what I want.
I can't remember another one.
Disney specifically pushed for Black Panther to be nominated. It's all about the money. I mean, yeah. But I don't feel like Disney didn't push for other movies. That's the thing. It's like, it is all about the money, but it's also not about the money. Because Warner Brothers right now is pushing really hard for Aquaman to get nominated. Where's it at, you know?
It ain't gonna be nominated nowhere. Maybe it's special effects.
It's just, I think, like, it's a little bit of they picked it because it's zeitgeist. Like, you know, it's popular. Which is fine. Honestly, I would rather the movies be based on popularity for best.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, honestly. Step Brothers is probably the greatest comedy ever made. It's hard to argue.
There's better ones.
I'm sure there is, right?
There's better ones. Better Will Ferrell.
The thing is that it's so subjective. Why do things have to be the best? Okay? Why can't things just be good? You know, we take stock of good things. You know? It's like, why do we need my movie can beat your movie up?
I don't know, man.
Also, who cares about awards?
No one should.
Is there anyone out there? Like, I honestly don't know. I assume that there is, because every time I ask this question, there's always someone on the internet that's like this. Okay? There's always someone. Is there anyone out there who goes, wow, I wasn't going to watch Black Panther, but now that it's nominated for Best Picture, I'm going to go watch Black Panther? And then how much money does Disney really make off that? Is it just for the people who make the movie that they get to be like, yay, we're nominated, our lives mean something?
No.
Like...
gross. That's stupid.
I don't know, man. Like, to me, like... like, they have the, like, they had the Game Awards. They had online... they had Content Creator of the Year, you know? And I'm making jokes like, how come I'm not nominated? And honestly, I don't feel like if I got nominated, that would be... I mean, I would be honored because you're supposed to be. But at the same time, it doesn't change who I am.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the content I put out. Just, like, I want people to watch and enjoy.
It's a confidence boost.
I don't know if it is a confidence boost. It's not a confidence boost. I can win a million awards, but if I don't feel like I'm connecting with my audience, it doesn't matter. And if I am not connecting with my audience, I would rather connect with my audience and not win than be popular and win, but not have an audience. You know what I mean? I don't know. That might be like the old school radio guy in me.
No.
I
determine based off of quality, I would say.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
And I don't feel like awards really matter for quality.
Academy Award winner nominee, or this person.
And see,
and
I feel...
I don't know what the fuck they won for.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to watch that over directed by Christopher Nolan.
I feel... I 100% don't agree with you. At least my personal opinion. Hmm. I... judge an actor based on how much I like them, based on their body of work, and not because they won an award.
That's what I just said.
It's just like...
yeah.
But I mean, like, I would go see a Chris Nolan movie because I like what he makes, mm-hmm. regardless of it. Like, if he wins an Oscar, I'm just like, yeah, of course. You know, Leo did that forever. Like, everyone's like, Leo, one of the greatest actors of all time. He just won an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese was that way. He's one of the best directors of all time. Like, do you think that Martin sits at home and goes, wow, I am one of the best directors of all time, but I guess I'm not because I don't have any statues. Like, I don't feel like that matters. So why does it matter? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Like, you think Ninja went home after winning Content Creator of the Year and goes, wow, I really made it. You know? I don't feel like that changed his life one bit.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Did we discuss...
I mean, you're probably right, Menace. It probably does equate to you get your agent be like, he's got an Oscar now. It's the fee is now five times as much as it was.
Yeah.
That probably... but that's just perpetrated by the industry.
Hey.
Hollywood makes those rules.
Hey.
Yes.
Did we discuss how Christopher Nolan's upcoming project is Memento?
I think it's a TV show.
Is it?
I don't think we discussed it, but I'm pretty sure it's a miniseries.
Oh.
And I don't think he has anything to do with it besides the fact that he's attached to it.
He said he's writing it.
Well, yeah, because he wrote the original, mm-hmm. so he's attached as an original writer. I don't think he's actually writing it.
I gotcha.
You know?
Oh.
Same way J.J. Abrams wrote Lost.
Yeah, he ain't.
But he didn't, you know?
He ain't doing shit now, bro.
I don't know what he's... well, he should. He should retire after that travesty that was Dunkirk. One of the worst pieces of dreck ever put on film. What a waste of my life to stare at Harry Styles' haircut for 3 hours.
Let's watch that one game that you want my opinion on. The one, the monkey one?
Oh, dude, look at this stupid monkey video.
Is it a monkey game?
Just, like, I don't know if people are really excited about this, okay? I honestly don't. But this is a monkey video game, and I don't understand why this needs to be made.
Dude, if I could play as a monkey, I want to do that.
Okay, well, then this is the game for you, dude. This is the game for you.
Dude, imagine a fucking Red Dead Redemption game, but you're a monkey.
Why?
That sounds awesome.
Why would I want that?
That sounds like so much fun. Whoa. What the fuck?
Red Dead Congo, yeah. I mean, that looked like Red Dead to me, by the way.
I mean, this does look like it, yeah.
Like, now he's got a baby monkey, and he's killing a pig. Like, we've moved forward like 10 million years, by the way. He's still a monk. Dark Souls, but monkeys.
Dude, the game looks terrible, though.
That's what I do, like...
Like, the gameplay looks awful.
I just don't care about the monkey game, man.
Yeah.
And, like,
That ain't gonna go well.
I just don't... I'm sure people are excited, right?
No.
Someone's gonna buy the monkey game!
Somebody, but not a lot of people, man. Who wants to be a fucking monkey?
I don't know if I am just jaded. Or if there's actually nothing coming out that's exciting.
Not excited about Mortal Kombat?
Dude, this Mortal Kombat trailer, I pulled this up because I feel like you're going to like it.
I love it.
Because didn't you like Mortal Kombat? Like, we were bad at it,
it
but we liked watching it happen,
sure.
Right? This trailer is so brutal.
Yeah, I just like watching people die.
Then you'll love this trailer. Let's watch it. This is one of the most brutal things I've ever watched. Right here, dude. This is one of the most brutal things I've ever watched. I am too bone hobo, but I knew Colby would not be.
What the fuck?
Yeah, everyone was really just very confused by the music.
You gonna get a bullet in your lung for that, stupid. Draco get it kicking like Lou Chain. Elfin' men know me in the mood sign. Glock 19 in the blue flame. I was strapped when I stood inside your boo thing. 21 immortal, we'll never die. Loyal to my brother, dude. I never lie. Call me bird dog, cause I cheat and I'm fly. And I love winning, I'm upset if it's a tie. If you ever try to go against the game, we gon' drop it.
So brutal, dude. His head exploded, by the way.
Get you off the ground. Just
like, audio listeners, all this death you hear is what we're watching. Like, it's just imagine it being violent. That's what it is.
I just don't.
At the door, here we go.
No. I mean, you can't be that violent and not have repercussions. Like, you can't get a fucking sword through the heart and then be like, "Well, I'm still fighting here."
It's a video game, though, man.
I don't give a shit. It's just kind of ridiculous.
I mean, but that's what you wanted. You wanted violence, man.
Ridiculous.
It's too violent for you?
No, it's just it's too much.
Too much violence?
No. Just the wrong type of violence.
Here's the game I'm most excited
it's
about.
Unbelievable violence.
Oh, it's definitely unbelievable. I mean, Chaz is just like, how's he not dead? And then Ball and Hobo is like, 50 Cent got shot 9 times and he walked with a limp. Except 50 Cent went from saying, welcome to the candy shop, to say, hey, shop. There's a large difference when he got shot in the mouth, Ball and Hobo. Okay? I don't know what you think about me, but I'm a PIMP. Now live in car. I don't know what you think about me. He sounds drunk now. And I like 50 Cent. Or as I call him to my close and personal friend, 50. I love 50, dude. 50 my man.
Stop.
Here's the game I'm most excited about, okay? So here's a chance for you to poop on my dreams. I know how much you love doing that. So much. I know you love doing this. You ever played a Far Cry game, man?
What, now, is this Fallout?
Yeah. So at the end of Far Cry 5, a nuclear bomb goes off, and everybody dies.
Okay.
It's a very stupid ending. But if it leads to this awesome-looking game,
bombs dropped,
fine with it.
And the world went to shit. They said it was supposed to be the end everything. But for us,
Secretary Hillary Clinton.
It was just the
thanks,
beginning.
Hillary.
Surviving? Nah.
Nah.
We were better than that. This new world had a lot to give, and we took it all. That's how we came out on top.
I mean, the animals and, like, the world looks
That's
really cool, right?
That's how we got here. That's how we found
I know,
you.
Their trailers are always so good. But Ubisoft's been doing really good lately. I love Far Cry 5. I loved it.
Listen here, rabbits. You need to understand something. The only currency left in this world is power.
Like, see this part?
We're gonna take everything
Don't
from
care
you,
about this.
Starting with your home.
Don't care about this. Are we really gonna do
if
this again?
We can't take it. We'll break it.
This looks so stupid.
I don't know. Second watch, I'm not as hyped. Honestly. Look at the dog, though. The dog, though. They're petting a pig, dude. Come on, man. See, this looks cool. Shooting people with saw blade guns. Right? And then he's alive somehow, which doesn't make any sense because he's the guy who dropped the bomb in the first place. And he was like at the place where the bomb dropped. So that didn't make a lot of sense either. Doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I don't know, man.
Nah, that looked like shit.
I like Far Cry 5. I like Far Cry 5. That's about
He was the narrative director
shush.
For one of the biggest
Shush. That's about all I could say though, you know.
Yeah. Stupid.
I don't know, man.
Stupid.
I don't know if I no longer like things or if, like, there's just nothing good coming out.
And then, well,
like, what's good after Game of Thrones and after, you know, and after
Avengers?
Yeah, Avengers.
New stuff, man.
Like what? What's good in the end of 2019, chat?
Fluffin' Duck. Fluffin' Duck.
Fluffin' Duck.
Yeah, it's coming out, man.
That's not a thing, dude.
Yeah, no, it's new.
It's not a thing.
It's coming out, it's new.
It's not a thing.
And it is.
It's not.
It is, though.
Which it was. See. Did you know it's time for the show to end, by the way?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. We blew through it, man.
What do we even talk about today?
A lot of random shit.
Nothing.
You dying.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Although I'm not actually dying. That's
no,
good, though.
You're good.
It's good.
You're good.
Well, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll play the end of the song.
And we're missing the show next time since somebody has a child.
The Mayans should have predicted the end of the world after Avengers 4. Nothing worth looking forward to.
Yeah. Phase
four? A little bit of it is that, like...
Is it phase four?
I mean, yeah, there's going to be more Marvel movies, yeah. But we know Doctor Strange, we know Black Panther, we know Spider-Man. And I'm excited to see him, but not, like, excited. I don't know.
Gotta add new people, man.
I don't know, man.
Change it up.
I don't know. But anyway, guys, thanks for watching the show. Apparently, it's over. Flew by today.
Dose
Thank you all
hours.
For being here. We appreciate it. We're gonna be back on Sunday. Again, no Thursday show, okay? Just be here every Sunday until January, and then we're gonna start doing normal shows again. Because Colby's gonna, like, go on vacation, you know, here in a couple weeks. And so we'll miss, like, two shows then. But we will have one Colby Plays Games in December. And we're only missing, I think, one Sunday show when you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's over. It's over. Yeah, I know. No Thursday show again. I'm sorry, guys. I have plans. I'm sorry. Colby can come do the
I'll
show.
Come do it.
You want to come do a show by yourself, man? No, I didn't think so.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
That would go poorly.
I didn't think so. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We'll be back
thanks,
on Sunday, 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Central European time. Check us out in the meantime. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit. They're all Seth and Colby. You can get the audio show on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher. They're all there. Links are at SethandColby.com. We appreciate hanging out. Merch, RapidTeeth.live, Seth and Colby. All that stuff. Yeah. Thank you guys for hanging out today. We appreciate
it. Thanks, y'all.
We'll see y'all next Sunday. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.